Hello and welcome into Dow Diamond in Midland, Michigan. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here. Now, we're in a bit of a delay. Our new scheduled first pitch time is 7:30, and so before that, I had the chance to sit down with Lansing Lugnuts left-hander Lin Wei-un earlier today.
This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Lin Wei-un and interpreter Danny Sung. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Lin, let's start off with this. This is your first year pitching in the minor leagues. What are the biggest differences between baseball in Taiwan and baseball in America?
今年是你第一年在美国打球。 那你觉得最大的不同，台湾跟美国？
我觉得打者的力量更大，然后掌握失投球的比率更好吧。就你如果失投，你如果一个打一失投人两三颗，可能这边人就会掌握很好。
The hitter here is get more power than Taiwan, and they also can. They also won't miss everything in any pitch, so that's the biggest difference. Yeah.
Well, you're pitching on a higher level now. You're high A compared to Stockton single A. Has there been a difference between single A and high A batters?
你现在已经在high A的这个层级，那你觉得high A跟low A有什么最大不同？我觉得这里的打者就是他们都会想打自己喜欢的球，因为在low A他们可能第一球会先看一下，然后。 再去做攻击，可是这边只要他们看到第一球，他们喜欢，他们就会去攻击。
A hitter in this level, they have their strategy to attack what they want, but the lower level is like they are waiting for strike and just hit and attack. Yeah.
I want to go back when you were younger. I see you as a baseball player. What other sports did you play?
他有看你小时候的影片，然后你小时候的时候，除了棒球之外，你还要打什么运动吗？
No, just baseball.
Just baseball.
Yeah.
And I think your uncle played baseball, and is your cousin playing baseball in the Dodgers system?
Yeah. Last year he signed the Dodgers, but now he in AZ, the Norway, the rookie.
Yeah, I saw it. He's hitting great.
Yeah, he's good. He played light BP and Otani pitch.
How did he do against Otani?
他那时候去打大谷翔平的 BP， 那他怎么打？他打如何？
One strikeout and one fly ball and center field.
Okay, he hit him.
Yeah, he said Otani is 有七个球种。
He says, Otani got seven. Seven different pitches for. Yes.
So then I wonder with you, because I can say fastball, curve, slider, change up. Four pitches, what am I missing?
除了这刚刚讲四种直球、滑球、曲球、变速，还有 miss 掉什么吗？
No. In April, I throwing spreader but control too hard. So pitch coach is saying. Just change up. Yeah.
Which pitcher, while you were growing up, did you idolize? Did you admire?
在你长大的过程中，哪一个投手是你最憧憬，就是最想要去学习的对象？
Oh, a lot. DeGrom, Frandula, Pedro Martinez, and. Ivan Munero, but he's now he played at Japan professional.
Yeah,
but he's from Cuba.
Who is your favorite teams growing up?
你现在最喜欢的，应该说你过去长大的时期，你最喜欢的球队是哪一支？
No team. I just like player.
Just the players.
Yeah.
John by Lin Wei-un. What was the experience like signing with the Athletics? Was that stressful at all, leading to you signing a professional contract?
在你跟运动家签约过程中，你有感觉到有什么压力吗？
有什么压力吗？我觉得有一点吧，因为我签蛮高的金额，然后就希望不能 投太烂，就是投不好，然后就觉得自己要丢跟签这个金额的要差不多。
Yes, I got a little pressure because I got a lot of money.
Yeah.
So I want to be like that level, not just pitching so bad. So that's my pressure for the money I signed and yeah, that's it.
How do you assess the season so far?
你对你今年这个球季有什么感想吗？
嗯，跟高中不一样吧，就赛季很长，然后今年都在学习怎么去调整自己的身体，然后就是职棒蛮累的，就因为一直要出赛，就跟高中台湾高中出赛不一样。
Yeah, I still learn to become a professional player, and the season is very long.And it's totally different in Taiwan, like high school baseball level. So I just learned to manage my body and feel my body to play the whole season. Yeah.
How are you better right now than when you started the season in Stockton?
你现在比赛的表现跟你季初的表现，你觉得有什么最大的不同吗？
季初
就是在 low A 的类，
现在就是会更小心的在投吧，就会出现比较多保送，可是我发就是感觉我的控球有越来越好，因为就更小心的在投每一颗。
Yeah, I just try to control every pitch in.Lancy now, so probably,
No, this is like all of this, I can edit out, I can delete.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. No worries.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just try to, more control my ball, my pitch, in this level. Mm-hmm. And,I don't want to miss anything, any pitch, any location in here.
Yeah. How did you think last night? It's your first high A start. What did you think?
昨天是你在 high A 这个层级第一次先发，你感觉如何？
嗯，我很紧张吧，然后很兴奋，因为我知道他们有很多好的打者，然后就是会觉得会让自己不想输他们。
I feel.A little bit nervous but excited, and I know there are a lot of like top prospect player in that team, so I don't want to lose to them, so that's give me the motion to fight them and want to win them. Yeah.
Quick pitch check, how's your fastball feeling?
你的直球感觉如何？
我直球是我就是最好的武器吧，因为我直球好像上串还不错，所以就是现在都尽量让我就多丢一点，是吧？波巴讲吧。
Yeah. My fastball is my biggest weapon in my pitch, and.My fastball is like, its vertical is not very low, it's pretty high, and that's what I want to do, to use my fastball to get better out, yeah.
How's your curve feeling?
Oh, 因为我最近改，然后我觉得，因为我上一颗这个
Like a spike curve? So,
knuckle.
Mm-hmm.
你要说我之前丢的太小，然后我希望它的效果可以更跟我直球分很开一点，然后所以我现在试这颗，然后感觉效果还不错，就是控球再好一点就好。
I used to throw the regular curve, and the regular curve the movement is like it's too small for me, so I throw knuckle curve now. I want the vertical movement is bigger, and separate with my fastball. Yeah.
How's your slider?
Oh, not very good, but not very bad. He like cutter. He like fastball, but it's good, not bad.
How's your change?
Oh, change up is my high school best pitch, but now maybe my finger big.
They grew.
Mm-hmm. So control the change up, the okay ball, mm-hmm. hard. So now I change the, I don't know why.
Yeah, so it's a Vulcan changeup.
Yeah, left folk changeup.
Yeah.
So you go Vulcan. So the more you throw it, does that stretch the ligaments more and more?
Maybe.
Yeah.
When
did you start throwing the Vulcan changeup?
Oh, it's
One month. Before?
Yes, 1 month ago.
The bullpen yesterday. Yesterday is 昨天嘛?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I watched YouTube. I said, oh, what the fuck? My changer, no control.
Uh-huh.
I watched Trevor Bauer. He have this changer. I said, tomorrow I'll try. But I bullpen, first time I know. I just like fastball, but vertical is good. I said, The pitcher goes say, hey, you can, again, you can try.
Is this your glove?
Yeah.
Why did you, tell me about your glove, because is this green for the A's?
这个绿色是为了运动家吗?
Yeah.
Green and gold.
Yeah, this is my, 你要说这个是我那时候寄钱做手套，我希望今年可以升到这边。
That's A plus is my goal for this season because I want to promote to high lay this season, this year. So that's, yeah.
You made it! Success!
Yeah.
What does this say here?
My Chinese name, Lin Wei'en.
Yeah.
Yeah?
And then, let's see. And then.
The Mizoram Pro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful glove.
Yeah.
一个很漂亮的手套.
Thank you.
I want to ask you about when you were 11 and you pitched over 200 pitches in the same game in Little League. I read about this. It's amazing. What was that day like?
那一天你就是你11岁的时候单场丢了200多球。那一天的比赛你的感想是什么?你有什么?
因为那时候下雨,然后应该就是也不会丢很大力,可是 我也不知道我那一场丢那么多球，因为就可能下雨，然后也轻松丢，然后手也没有很就是酸痛，所以就可能教练也没有技巧，所以就造成这样。
It's a raining day last time, so because the raining, I didn't throw so that hard to face every batter. So probably that reason to let me feel like I'm not tired at all. Yeah.
Wow. What was it like to pitch in the World Cup, to pitch for Taiwan in international competition? So let's see, it was the U18 WB, right?
Yeah.
What was that experience like?
In 2023年打U18，然后代表台湾去打国际赛，你那时候的感觉跟你的感想是什么？2023年的吗？先讲2023。
那时候是我第一次打那个吧，国际赛，然后我知道那时候在台湾打，然后第一场好像我丢那个韩国，然后就很多人，就那时候上去脚都一直抖，然后可是我觉得那一次让我长大蛮多，因为就是让我在这高张力学习怎么样慢下来或者是深呼吸。
Yeah, 2023 Under 18 World Cup is my first experience to play in national team, and the first game I remember is facing Korea, and we got a lot of fans in the stadium, and that make me nervous, and my leg still was shake in that time, but because that experience to make me grow up. Yeah. So, that experience make me feel like, oh, I'm growing up. I have to slow my breath, slow my anything to pitch. Yeah.
And then your second time pitching for Taiwan was in the World Baseball Classic qualifier.
Yeah.
And you struck out four batters that you faced for your four outs.
Yeah.
How is that?
你资格赛4K 上去面对打的全部都是三振，你感觉如何？
哦，我觉得那时候蛮好玩的，因为我知道我是那个队里面算很小，就是算第二小吧。然后我那时候上去还是会紧张，可是我那时候也想说，就上去就好好享受，然后好好去体验这种比赛，因为第一次打吧，然后好像三四万人，就是希望自己可以在这比赛然后学到东西，然后享受这个过程。
That's my second time to play national team, but it's the first time to play in that level. And I'm the young guy in the team, so I don't feel nervous on that. I just want to enjoy and have some fun in the show, in the game.And we have like 30,000 people, 30,000, 40,000 people in a stadium. And the sound is very loud and the crowd is very high. And that's very interesting, very funny for me.
And on that same team was a former Lugnut, Chen Zhang-o Zhuang. What is your relationship like with Zhuang?
就是之前庄臣也有到这个层级，那你跟庄臣的关系是什么？
啊，那时候他是我的学长啊，就是我这个赛季的，就是五月吧，然后我问他一些，要怎么样在这个赛季调整，因为他打职棒好像也蛮长了吗？四五年，有四五年吧。三四年，就是我问他说，要怎么去调整身体，然后去面对那么长赛季。
Z-Man is my former teammate in national team.
Yeah,
and he's way older than me, so I asked him a lot question about how to face for whole season, how to adjust my body, pitching anything to.Based that long season.
Two more questions. First about food, from Adam, who broadcasts with me, because he loves food. What food do you miss most from Taiwan? And what new food have you discovered in America that you like?
他的那个播报伙伴 Adam 很喜欢食物，然后他想要问你说，你目前为止最怀念台湾什么食物？然后第二个就是你在美国有找到什么食物是新的食物？你以前在台湾没有尝试过，但你很喜欢。
哦，跟卤肉饭吧，还有 beef noodle。
beef noodle。
Papa boba tea。
boba tea， yeah。
哦， boba tea in Taiwan better。
Yeah。
the best。它什么？现在都想pineapple cake.
Pineapple cake.
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
那你有在美国有找到新的食物你是以前在台湾没吃过啊你在这里喜欢的
吗？那个吗 ?Cans 吗？是 Cans 还是
Raising Cans? The chicken finger?
Raising Cans, yes!、
The chicken finger, yes.
还有我们那天吃的汉堡吧。那个那还不错。
那一种汉堡
就那天在那个 mall 吃的。
Oh, there's a this fast food restaurant is called Shake Shack.
Yeah, Shake Shack.
Yeah, that's hamburger and fries. Is...
That is my interview earlier today with Lin Wei-un, yesterday's Game 1 starting pitcher for the Lansing Lugnuts, the left-hander, 19 years of age. Big thanks to him. And as an interpreter, Danny Seng, in just a moment, we'll have the lineups. First pitch of today's game, the Lansing Lugnuts, and... Los Pepinillos Picantes del Norte. And with the starting lineups, let me bring in Adam Jaxa right now. Let's go through those starting nines. Let's begin with the Lansing Lugnuts, Adam.
All righty, Jesse. Thank you very much. Big crowd here tonight, and we're excited for baseball. Let's see what the Nuts have, trying to bounce back after losing in the second game of that doubleheader yesterday. Nuts now 8-10, 44-40 overall. Joshua Krotegrauer back in that leadoff spot, as he typically is at shortstop. Jared Dickey batting second at first base. Casey Yamauchi's at second base hitting third. Nate Mankill bats cleanup in left field. Johnny Butler's been red hot, is in right field batting fifth. Ryan Lasko swings sixth in center field. Rodney Green Jr.'s the DH tonight, batting seventh. Davis Diaz hitting eighth and catching. Alvis Rijo rounds out the nine at third base. Krotegrauer, Dickey, Yama, Nankill, Butler, Lasko, Green, Diaz, Rijo, and they support the right-handed 21-year-old Shashu Chen, who is making his third start tonight for the Nuts. What do you think for a spotlight hitter?
Casey Yamauchi, second straight game, batting third in the order. Yesterday, batting third, 2-for-3 with a triple. Let's see if they can get more from him.
All right. In the meantime, we're going to get you the Loons lineup when we return from the national anthem. But first, both teams are out there. The sun is shining bright. And we are ready to honor America before we get started here with game 4 of 6 this week up here at Dow Diamond between the Loons and the Lugnuts. Let's send it down to the field. There for tonight's national anthem on this Friday, July 11, 2025. Quickly, let's get you the Loon starters. Kendall George leads off in center. Logan Wagner bats second at second. Cam Decker hits third in right field. Joe Vetrano, the first baseman, batting cleanup. Jake Geloff swings fifth at third. Jordan Thompson hitting sixth at shortstop. Nelson Quiroz, the DH, batting seventh. Frank Rodriguez hits eighth and catches. And Wilman Diaz rounds out the order in left. George, Wagner, Dicker, Decker, Vetrano, Geloff, Thompson, Quiroz, Rodriguez, Diaz. Jesse, you got a spotlight hitter for me?
Yeah, I do, because this is a Loons lineup that is now missing Josue De Paula. They're missing Zaire Hope. They went down to Atlanta. Therefore, they are left with one big prospect at the top of their order. It's Kendall George, and they're going to be leaning on him heavily.
Yeah, I think that's a good pick. The table setter and a guy that had a triple in last night's game. All right, well, the Los Pepinillos Picantes del Norte.
You got that right.
Okay, want to make sure. They are out there, and they are flashing the pink and blue and ready to play the fourth game against your Lansing Lugnuts. The Loons 10-8, 44-39 overall. The Lugnuts 8-10, 44-40. The Nuts in the road blacks tonight, trying to... well, you know, play spoiler in front of, I would say, the biggest crowd we've had this week at Dow Diamond. It is hot, it is humid, but it is beautiful after the rain and after a little delay. And for the call of the game, no delay anymore needed. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Let's get to Maddox Bruns out there on the hill to take on Krotegrauer, Dickey, and Yamauchi. Los Pepinillos Picantes del Norte. What gorgeous, vivacious uniforms they have. The Lansing Lugnuts are not in their Locos uniform. It is just the Loons going Copa tonight. Lansing and the Road Blacks. Los Pepinillos, there's some bright pink with the gradient down to blue at the waist and on the sleeves. On the baseball caps themselves, I would call that the bright Beloit blue. Home plate umpire John Miller, bases umpire Trey Ward III. Rodriguez catching, Vetrano at first, Wagner at second, Thompson at short, Geloff at third. Diaz in left, George in center, Decker in right. Here we go, Joshua Carota-Grauer batting right. The southpaw Maddox Bruns steps back. Leg kick, the pitch, and he hit him at 7:36 p.m. Hit Josh right on the tailbone.
First pitch,
7:35
p.m. game time.
Right on the gluteal muscle.
Well,
might have hit him right where the batting glove, the running gloves are sticking out of the back left pocket, Adam.
Ouch.
It was a 31-minute delay for that. The Great Lakes Loons have now hit 63 batters with pitches this year. Carota-Grauer hit for the fifth time. He is right now in conversation with Joe Vetrano over at first. What do you think Joe's asking him? Josh is still rubbing that spot.
Is that where you're expecting for the first pitch of the game?
Right? Lefty-lefty. All right, the pitch to Jared Dickey. Bruns now out of the set. Yeah, Carota-Grauer runs. Pitches a ball, throw down, hops into center field. Carota-Grauer saw it belatedly, breaks for third base. It was trickling out there to George. He did not attack it, and in the end, he just wings it casually into second. So, two pitches in, Joshua Carota-Grauer has what amounts to be a triple.
That's good stuff. Lansing has been better when they score first in this series, and they've got a chance to do it for the third time in the first four games.
Second error of the year on Frank Rodriguez. Did it seem to you like that ball took forever to get out to Kendall George in center?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Infield drawn in. One ball, no strikes. The pitch to Jared Dickey. Up high from Bruns. 2-0. Maddox Bruns, named after Greg Maddox, and this is one of those cases where you wonder if Greg might say, I don't know how I feel about you carrying my name. The 2-0, that's outside. He has a great arm. He was drafted in the first round in 2021 out of high school in Alabama, where he was the best high school player in the entire state that year. But he has struggled big time with command. All the while, he is the Dodgers' number 20 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. This is a 3-0. And it's right in there for a called strike.
Command and just staying healthy, Jesse. He has been up and down, and even this year he missed the first couple of months of the season.
I mean, returned from injury April 27th, pitched until May 21st, and then on the shelf until August. Deals. That's outside. I should say I'm looking at his 2024 game by game as he walks Jared Dickey. And now the Lugnuts have runners at first and third. No, 2025, his outings with the Loons began June 15th. So here is his fifth. You said it. You can go back to when the Dodgers drafted him. And their director of amateur scouting said, we thought he was the best high school left-handed pitcher in the draft. That's why he's still ranked prospect-wise. But stay healthy, Maddox Bruns. Deals to Casey Yamauchi. Inside corner, strike called. So far, what a nightmare. Carota-Grauer hit by his first pitch on his second pitch, steals second, takes third on the error. And then he walks Jared Dickey on five pitches. No score, a one. Fly ball, left field, Diaz broke in. Now he goes back, can he get there? It's over his head. Carota-Grauer scores. Dickey is flashing around a third, held up there by Darryl Kennedy. And Casey Yamauchi has an RBI stand-up double. The Lugnuts lead 1-0. Wilman Diaz playing in left field in place of Zaire Hope and Josue De Paula down to the Futures game, and he just bungled his first opportunity.
Yama got that big pop here early on. You can see why they've moved him up to that top spot. I know Tommy White's down there in Atlanta right now, but Yama's been swinging it great.
15th double of the year, 35th RBI. And hang on, Balk called on Bruns. Bases umpire Ward saw it. Bruns looks at him and says, come on, man, give me a break. Ward signals to everyone what he saw. Dickey scores. Yamauchi to third. The nightmare continues for Bruns. Nate Nankill's the batter. 2-0 Lugnuts, nobody out so far in the inning. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball one.
I'm having fun.
You more than Maddox. Here's the pitch. Nankill takes a called strike, and that is a very high strike given by John Miller.
Yeesh.
And by the way, for the Great Lakes Loons, that's balk number 11 of the year. The pitch. Nankill takes ball two inside. It's Bruns' first. Lansing leads the Midwest League in fewest balks as a staff with only four. The Loons, seven more. Bruns deals the 2-1. Ground ball foul. Back behind the on-deck hitter, Johnny Butler. I think that ball came from Maddox. Bruns is trying to go wind up, but he needs to come to a complete stop first before he begins it with a runner on the bases.
Well, and this is a big AB for Nate Nankill. He's a guy that's been putting everything in play. You just got to get it out to the outfield. Get yourself that third run in this first inning.
2-2 pitch on its way. Breaking ball waved at and missed. What a curve. Started up, finished behind him and down. First out, first strikeout for Bruns.
It's a great pitch, but it's also a learning moment for Nate Nankill. He swung at two pitches that weren't in the zone, and unfortunately he got called for the first pitch that wasn't in the zone. So Lugnuts got to make sure they're not helping out the man that struggles with his command.
Johnny Butler takes ball one off the glove of Rodriguez. Yamauchi scores. 3-0 Lansing. Right off the mitt, over to the left, bounding to the backstop. Bases are emptied.
I thought Christmas in July was next Friday for the Lugnuts.
The balloons are filled with gifts. I suspect a passed ball. So nightmarish start for Diaz in left, Bruns on the mound, Rodriguez the catcher. One out, nobody on, three runs in. The pitch to Johnny Butler. High, 2-0. It is a passed ball on Rodriguez. I mean, the Loons are in the giving spirit. Johnny Butler had an RBI double and a homer yesterday. The pitch, that's outside. That was in game one of the doubleheader. Massive showing. And the Lugnuts went on to win 10-1. On the mound, Bruns just gave a big, deep breath. Trying to settle himself down. Made kick on the pitch. Outside. And Johnny Butler takes the four-pitch walk. He's not settled down yet.
I mean, the only out that they've had is the one where Nankill, and again, good pitches enticed him, but Nankill helped him out. So just keep staying patient and make him come to you. And this is turning into a second ick kind of outing for Maddox Bruns. I mean, last Friday, Jesse, he got walloped by West Michigan. July 4th, it was Loon's biggest crowd. And he gave up 8 runs on 6 hits on their way to losing 15-1 on July 4th.
I mean, we were talking with the Loons people about what it's like when the crowd is gigantic and the team goes out there and lays an egg. And he set the early tone. 77 pitches in his 3 innings against the Whitecaps. 15-1, the Whitecaps embarrass the Loons here at Down Diamond. That, by the way, was working with this catcher, Frank Rodriguez. His first 3 outings with the Loons this year were with Carlos Rojas. He deals to Ryan Lasco. Butler at first, 3-0 Nuts in the first. One out. Ball one high. 5 straight have missed. Number 6 batter in the order. Right now for Bruns. I've got him for 18 pitches. 6 are strikes. The 1-0. And that breaks in there. Called a strike. So now 7 strikes, and I would argue that 2 of them are calls that the home plate umpire, John Miller, has felt in the giving spirit too.
Goodness.
Yeah. All right, so the 1-1 for Laska. On its way. up and away. Not going to give that one to Bruns.
Same type of miss, just wide that time instead of high.
I also think a fastball instead of the breaking ball. Miller's feeling forgiving on the curve. The 2-1. Check swing, went around too far, strike two. Once again, that's the slider up above the zone, I believe.
But you understand how this is a trickle-down effect. Lasko committed there and then pulled back because that was called a strike a couple pitches ago.
You're right. One on, one out. A 2-2 to Lasko, lefty to righty. Inside with the fastball. At this point, I'm expecting a breaking ball on 3-2.
I'm expecting a ball. I just said don't help out. I'm not expecting this to be in the zone. Take your base.
Ryan Lasko with the eye black on in full. Waiting on the payoff. Here it comes. Yeah, it's ball four. It went breaking ball and it was up. It was away. And that is Bruns' second straight walk. It's his third walk overall.
I mean, unless Lansing hits into a double play, they got to take him out of this first inning.
22 pitches in. 23 pitches in. There's been one hit for the Lugnuts, the RBI double by Yamauchi. And the tone was set by Bruns striking Kurota Grauer with his very first pitch. The pitch to Rodney Green. Strike called. John Miller is struggling with the tap of the zone right now. And I think that if you're on the other side and you're Sha Tsu-Chun, you would love to get that call every single time. That pitch is high. At 0-1. Strike two called at the letters.
Oh, that one was actually in the zone.
That's what the cheer was for.
Had to have been.
Rodney Green yesterday in game two of the doubleheader was 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts. Had a sac fly in game one. Lasko at first, Butler at second. Bruns steps off the rubber. Remember, he's already balked once here. This is Maddox Bruns' 8th career start against the Lugnuts. His 35th start overall with the Loons. Let's it fly. That's over the head of Rodney. Rodriguez had to go up and get it. I mean, los pepinillos picantes. This is a spicy first inning. 1-2. Check swing. Away. Strike three called. And that two appeared to be outside the zone. But John Miller rings up Green. So bring up Davis Diaz, the 8th batter in the Lansing order. First and second, two outs, first pitch. Bouncing in, ball one. That's not going to get called a strike.
I hope not.
I honestly think that the best thing for Maddox Bruns so far has been that he's working with John Miller. It's a generous strike zone. 3-0 Lugnuts lead. The ball went offering to Diaz, lefty to righty. Fly ball left field, another chance for Wilman Diaz. Diaz back. Diaz the catch near the track. Davis Diaz and the Lugnuts are out. The Nuts score 3 on 1 hit, 3 walks, a hit batter, a steal, an error, and a balk. Not to mention a passed ball. Two left on, going to the bottom of the first inning. Lansing 3, here come the Loons. Or should I say, los pepinillos picantes against Sha Tsu-Chun.
Hey Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Jake Christensen, and you're listening to Lugnuts Baseball. Let's get back to the broadcast.
Entering the bottom of the first inning, Shot-Soot Shun taking the mound for the Lansing Lugnuts and a 3-0 lead already behind him. Fastball, slider, changeup. Yes, sir. I got you. Native of Taipei. Hailing currently out of New Taipei City. He's 21 years of age. He'll take on Kendall George, Logan Wagner, and Ken Decker. Adam, did you mark off on your Loteria sheet La Cerveza? That was the first card that was drawn. We're playing La Loteria, Mexican lottery here. First pitch. Kendall George takes a called strike. 90 miles an hour. Fastball. Left-handed hitting center fielder. Kendall George out of Humboldt, Texas. He's 20 years of age. He'll turn 21 after the year. 0-1 on its way. Down low. You don't have La Cerveza?
I don't have that.
Okay.
I'm left out.
I do have Wander Guante.
They get Wander Guante on
I've
your
card.
I've
got Wander Guante on my card. Third baseman Elvis Rijo is in. Here comes the pitch. George shoots it. Fair foul up the left side. Whoa. It was close. And cake. And, oh, muchas gracias. We've got cake here today. What a lovely day at the ballpark.
Cindy.
You know, cake in Spanish, I believe, is pastel. Is that correct? No, or is it galleta? Ah, it is pastel. Aha. Here comes the 1-2. Bouncer foul up the left side. That was softball style from Kendall George. Did you see that? Running up in the box and just chopping away at it.
Yeah, definitely.
Somewhere Ichiro Suzuki is saying, yeah, you can make a living doing that. George noted for his speed, trying to get a head start out of the left-hand batter's box.
Slap hitter, right?
That's right. And the 1-2. Broke it down and in with a slider.
Call that one a strike.
I'm sorry. Was that a cry from the peanut gallery?
I don't know. That was crazy how good our microphone picked that up.
I mean, it's a great crowd microphone. Here's the pitch. Just missed maybe inside at 94 miles an hour.
I mean, come on now. Come on now.
I mean, off the inside corner.
There were five pitches that were farther outside than that in the top of the first that were called strikes. Come on now.
Here comes the 3-2. George takes inside. Walked him. That, by the way, was the eighth time in their careers that Cha has faced Kendall George. George has been 3-for-7 with 3 singles down to the California League. That's the first walk that he's drawn against Cha. Here's Logan Wagner. Heading just 220, but with 10 homers this year. Switch hitter, batting left. Carota Grauer shifted up the middle. Shortstop waiting. First pitch, down and in, hits Wagner. Uh-oh. Walk and an HBP, and the first two loons are on. He hit Logan Wagner on the back of Wagner's right ankle. He's got an ankle guard on the front of the ankle. There is no armor back there. May I commend, Adam? I know that you're a big sneaks guy. Did you see Logan Wagner's spikes here today?
I like them.
Yeah, he's got some little fluorescent blue and yellow. Cameron Decker's the batter, hitting third. 3-0 Lansing leads. Righty to righty. Shot starts him off with a called strike. That's a fastball right down the middle.
I honestly really like Shaw's. I've liked him every time he wears his black and white Nikes. They look sharp.
Especially with the Lugnuts wearing their black caps, the black jerseys, the road gray pants. A look back to second. Both runners take off. The pitch is high. Throw down to second base. Tag drop down. Safe the call by the base umpire Ward. Oh, Casey Yamauchi was sure that he had gotten Wagner.
I thought so, too. That was tight. And Daryl Kennedy is going to come out as well because it looked like the throw was a little high, but Yama whipped that thing down there, and it looked like he had gotten him in time. Very close play.
This has been a tough game so far for this umpiring crew. Conversation continuing left of the mound. Daryl Kennedy gesturing just a little bit, saying, how about here? Did my guy get him there? That tag was waiting for him, right? Turn around. Adds a couple of last thoughts before jogging back to the dugout. For Logan Wagner, steal number 7. For Kendall George, steal number 38.
Well, and there might be some frustration, too, that have leaked over from John Miller's calls, too, that DK wanted to go out there and get his 2 cents in.
I mean, the top of the first inning, Maddox Bruns could not find the zone, but he could find John Miller's zone. There's the pitch. Decker swings, strokes it up the middle. One hop, throw to Grauer, cuts it off, fires to first. Got him. George scores. Logan Wagner to third. RBI ground out for the first out. And Los Pepinillos Picantes trail 3-1.
Well, that's why that's a big non-out call at second, because you could just like that have 2 outs and the base is clear, and yeah, you give up the run, but that's not too bad when you get 3. But now you got another chance here to cut into this lead.
It's good cake, by the way. Here's Joe Vetrano. Swings and misses strike 1.
What do you got over there? White cake with some cream in the middle?
Yeah, it looks like we have a photograph on top.
Is that custard in there?
Yeah, I think it is custard.
All right.
Bueno. Copa night here in Great Lakes with all sorts of small touches like the cake, like la lotería.
Just bueno, not muy bueno?
Bueno. I'm not a big cake guy. I like ice cream cake. Joe Vetrano swings again and missed the high heat at 94 from Shaw.
Oreo ice cream cake. So good.
Oreo ice cream cake. See, you just saying ice cream cake, I go, I believe you.
It's
I bet
best.
It's amazing. Righty to lefty. A look over at third and Wagner. Then the 0-2. Inside with the heater. Shot right now consistently at 94 with the four-seamer. Two-seamer is 90, 91. Joe Vetrano, all-time against Shot, 0-3 with the walk. Left-handed power hitter. The pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-4 with a strikeout. On the first strikeout for Shaw, exploded the 94-mile-an-hour heater past him.
Well, let's see if this kind of gets him going. I don't know, the walk kind of threw him off, and then an HBP on the first pitch to Wagner, but gets the ground ball out, gets the strikeout, and if he can strand a run here, all things considered, get through the first inning up 3-1. Lansing would love that.
Takes on Jake Geloff, 1-4, a single in his career against Shaw. Righty to righty. Just missed outside with the slider. 3 in the top half of the first inning for Lansing. 1 so far for Great Lakes in the home half. And with all these runs, we only have 1 combined hit between the two teams. The pitch, check swing, it was up. I mean, it's 2-0. Jake Geloff hitting just .205 right now in 45 games. He's at third base today. We saw him at second base earlier. Shot of the plate. Low, ball 3. Geloff is another guy, Adam. Similar to Maddox Bruns, the starting pitcher. Here you go. There's a lot of talent here. He just has not been able to stay healthy, and that's set him back in his development. Trying to restart that climb up the ladder. Here's the 3-0. He swung away and fouled it back. The Did you know that there was a beer batter timer?
I'm just finding that out right now.
On, I mean, it clearly had to be of a different batter than Jake Gela. There's the 3-1. Inside for ball four. It's Shaw's second walk of the inning. Looks to me like he's rearing back to try to find something extra on the fastball and sacrificing his command with the velo. So the pitching coach, Dave Berba, goes out there along with the interpreter, Andy Wang.
Well, we're an hour deep, and we're still not through the first inning here. So with the delay, with the longer top and bottom of the first, we're taking some time here.
More time for cake.
That's right.
Anything I can get you?
No,
you need anything?
Get a couple bites in there.
Yeah, what else? Didn't you have something here at Great Lakes that you love to eat?
Yeah, mac and cheese. Well, I mean, five-year-old self here. Their mac and cheese is incredible.
Yes.
And their chicken fingers.
What did you order today?
Oh, I got kind of like a chicken salad thing.
Okay.
With lettuce and cheese and bacon bits.
Did it measure up?
Yeah, I got it yesterday, too.
Oh, 2 days in a row.
Yeah, healthiest option, I think, on the food menu up here.
So does that mean tendies tomorrow and then mac and cheese Sunday?
I don't think so.
Okay. What are you thinking?
I'm staying healthy, Jesse.
The whole weekend.
I might do tendies once, but yeah.
I love it. Good for you.
I'm having my hot girl summer here in July, I guess.
I mean, I give you credit. Cachola's been a little bit of a mess for both teams early. Let's see how things go from here. Do things turn around for Shaw? Deals. Jordan Thompson takes a called strike. And that pitch might have been off the corner a little bit.
Good. He's got like four more of those until we're even.
Got to balance the checkbook. Gelof is at first, Wagner at third. Gelof takes off, the pitch is outside. No throw down by Davis Diaz. Gelof steals second standing. Three to one. Lansing leading Great Lakes. You know, they put up the Lansing Locos logo up there. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-1 on Jordan Thompson. Even though the Lugnuts aren't clad as the Locos. You know, if they had wanted the Lugnuts to pack the Locos uniform, we could have talked in advance the same way that the Lugnuts and the Fort Wayne Tin Caps did.
That's what I was telling someone earlier.
1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Shaw comes back. Fans Vetrano. Fans Jordan Thompson. The high cheddar both times. That ends the first inning. Great Lakes scores only one run. We go to the second. Lansing leads 3-1.
Your child is sick. With those four words, the innocence and joy of childhood disappears. But Starlight has taught us four other words that make all the difference. The power of play. Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation delivers happiness through gaming, toy deliveries, and more to hospitals across the country. Learn more at starlight.org.
We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is CJ Rodriguez with the Lansing Lugnuts. Time to get back to the game.
To one Lansing leading in Great Lakes after the first inning. We open up the second right here. Lefty Maddox Bruns deals to Elvis Riho, the number nine hitter. First offering fouled back, strike one. And we'll see if That is an omen for Bruns. His very first pitch of the first inning hit Joshua Kuroda-Grauer. The Lugnuts were on their way through a wild Bruns frame. Bruns lets it fly. In there, called the strike at the knees. Alvis Rio, the third baseman, batting ninth. Tommy White on the road to Atlanta. Alvis is 3-for-30 so far this year. Couple of doubles. Black Sox pulled up high. He's been working hard on his offensive approach. The 0-2 takes it inside. He's drawn four walks through his 12 games. And he is a sensational person simply to have around the clubhouse. He brings positive energy. The 1-2. Very, very high. Count is even. And the first inning for Bruns. Well, there were three walks. He hit a batter with a pitch. He balked in a run. It was a pass ball that scored a run. Deals the 2-2. And the curveball's around the outside corner. Three balls and two strikes on Riojo. He did strike out two batters in the first inning. Strike out Nathan Ankiel swinging and Rodney Green Jr. looking. Here's the payoff. Line drive deep down the left field line off toward the corner. But foul. So we'll try it again. Alvis Rio, named after his father, also named Alvis. He was born in Puerto Rico, and then he grew up in the Dominican Republic. Played one game for the Lugnuts last year, game 13 for the Nuts this year. 3-2 pitch. Hit in the air to right field. Cameron Decker to his right makes the catch. There's one away. Did make Bruns work for it after going down to the count 0-2. 7-pitch plate appearance before the flyout. Now Joshua Kuroda-Grauer, whose 22-game on-base streak came to an end in game 2 of yesterday's doubleheader. The pitch, it takes it very high. And then he promptly starts a new on-base streak with his HBP on the first pitch of today's game. The Lugnuts lead 3-1. One out, nobody on in the second. The pitch, down and in, nearly hit him again.
JKG, not familiar with time wasting. Just get right up there, take the pitch, and start a new streak.
I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. 2-0 from Bruns. Down and in, ball three.
I'd like to add on, but that's actually the only part of the song I know as well, so.
I try. Went out with the bases clear. 3-0 pitch on its way. Taking all the way inside. Ball four. And the fourth Bruns walk. Kuroda-Grauer's on again. He stole second base on the first pitch to Jared Dickey in the first inning. Here comes Jared Dickey. Kuroda-Grauer fist bumped down at first with Cooper Goldby. Then he steps off his lead, held on by Vetrano. Will Bruns throw over this time? Lefty-lefty, 3-1 Lansing. He doesn't throw over. He simply misses outside. Are you ready, Adam, for the Bruns numbers?
What do we got?
Okay, so he's now at 41 pitches. Only 16 strikes. Now he throws over. Kuroda-Grauer back in.
And I'm going to deduct like five from that, from the strike column. And
I mean, the home plate umpire, Miller, has shown, if it's close, he's been generous. Let's see what happens. Dickey walked his first time. Ball and offering. Kuroda-Grauer runs. Pitch called a strike. Throw down. Tag applied. No, sir. Joshua Kuroda-Grauer steals his second base in as many innings. This time, no throwing error on Frank Rodriguez. Simply steal number 20 for JKG.
Get on. Get over. Now get him in. Rinse. Repeat.
Looking to increase that 3-1 lead. There's the 1-1 pitch. Stays outside. Runs come set. Two balls and a strike. Hitter's pitch. Dickey takes ball three. Fastball outside. Casey Amauchi is waiting on deck. And he had an RBI double in the first inning. On the 3-1, he walked him again. Outside with the heater. Dickey has walked twice. The Lugnuts have drawn five walks. And Maddox Bruns has only gone 1 1/3 innings. And if you're wondering, is there any action in the Great Lakes pen? It appears that there's going to start to be very shortly.
Raise those walk numbers. Lansing's in last right now, but only six behind 11th place, so keep them coming.
It's because Casey Amauchi takes ball one outside. It's because that Lansing had not faced Great Lakes since April 13th before this week, and everybody else has been padding their walk numbers against the Loons.
That's why in April they were in first place.
520 walks given out by Loons pitchers this year. Runners start and stop. The pitch called a strike. Slider in there at the knees. Yamauchi is the only base hit so far against Bruns. And doubled over the head of the left fielder Diaz in the first inning. Knocked in Kuroda Grauer. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good slider. Kept it nice and low. Bruns is out in front, 1-2. It is the nice thing for Bruns is that when he gets outs, he gets them invariably by strikeouts. Casey Amauchi, an excellent contact hitter, rarely strikes out. The 1-2. That shot up the right side, but foul. It twisted to the right of first base. Weird side spin. And it spun the wrong way. Fastball on the inside corner that somehow he brought his bat in. And he cut it down the first baseline. And by the way, for Yamauchi, this is his 294th plate appearance of the year. Only 19 strikeouts. Look back to Kuroda Grauer at second. Dickey's at first. Bruns sets, kicks, deals. Swing and a miss. Casey strikes out. Slider dabbed in. Second out of the second inning. Third K for Bruns.
Same exact thing he got Nankill with. As soon as he gets up in the count, you can see that pitch coming into the righties. They have to adjust, and this will be the next chance for Nate Nankill to adjust to it.
Nankill, as Adam said, 0-1. Swinging strikeout on the first. 2-1, 2 out. 3-1, Lansing leads. Lefty to righty. The kick, the pitch. Ball one inside. I would argue that that's probably Maddox Bruns' biggest obstacle right now is he's missing with the fastball. The breaking stuff might not be in the zone, but he's getting the whiffs with it. The 1-0 is the curve, and that missed inside. That's the right call from John Miller.
Well, he's also, you know, we've talked about it, he's getting a bigger strike zone on those curve balls as well, to your point. So normally, that one right there, he'd been giving him that one.
2-0 for Nankill. Fly ball, center field, Kendall George battling the sun, goes back, he draws a bead, makes the two-hand squeeze, and the Lugnuts strand a pair. Two walks, no runs, to the bottom of the second inning. Our score, Lansing 3, Great Lakes 1.
Your child is sick. With those four words, the innocence and joy of childhood disappears. But Starlight has taught us four other words that make all the difference. The power of play. Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation delivers happiness through gaming, toy deliveries, and more to hospitals across the country. Learn more at starlight.org.
We're with Liam after his fourth military move. When being new is starting,
to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is CJ Rodriguez with the Lansing Lugnuts. Time to get back to the game.
It was not the easiest first inning for Sha Tzu-chun. 24 pitches, 12 strikes, 12 balls. He only gave up one run, though. The Lansing right-hander struck out Joe Vetrano and Jordan Thompson to leave runners at second and third base in the end. Now he takes on Great Lakes for the bottom of the second. Nelson Quiroz followed by Frank Rodriguez and Wilman Diaz. Righty to lefty. Quiroz takes a called strike. There's the two-seam fastball from Shaw, the sinker to start him. Quiroz is hitting 366 through 28 games. A one. Down low and away. And yet, this is his first action of the series. And it comes in the fourth game of the series. I remember earlier this year, when Lansing faced Great Lakes in April, just how deadly his bat was. Big-time breakout offensive season. The 1-1. Brought off the hands, foul. Over the screen. Up into the great crowd. Crowd filling Dow Diamond.
Best one of the week. They've come out tonight on their Friday evening.
Yeah.
Watch some ball.
Yes, they have. The pitch. That's inside and nearly hit him. Looking over Quiroz' starts at him. At the start of the year, he played in three games in Lansing of the six-game series. Three games against Dayton, three games against Lake County. And then he, too, has struggled with health. There's his first action of July. Time was called right before the pitch by Quiroz. June 5th at South Bend. I think something happened then, injury-wise, and it put Quiroz on the shelf. He had opened up June by going 4-for-4 with three doubles against Fort Wayne. Shaw's 2-2. Up and away. The video board lists Nelson Quiroz's name and his stats. It shows his great headshot, and it's also very colorful. Here comes the pitch. And he lines one right field. Down for a base hit. Yeah, he just keeps hitting. Johnny Butler gets it in. It's a leadoff single for Great Lakes. Los Pepinillos Picantes de Great Lakes. They have claimed as many colors as they possibly can, is my conclusion. Frank Rodriguez is the batter, the catcher. Righty to righty. The pitch. Check swing. Went around too far on the slider. Strike one. Great Lakes aside, Adam, can you name a team that has more than two, three primary colors? Right? Lansing, you could say red, black, and maybe gray. And we could go through. Some teams are red, white, and blue like the Cubs. Red and white like the Cardinals. A's are green and gold.
Fort Wayne.
Fort Wayne is how many colors?
Two?
Yes, I would think so. Check swing. This pitch is down the way.
You're saying three?
Here's how many colors I'm seeing for Los Picantes. Los Pepinillos Picantes. So their shoulders are magenta, right? It's a very hot pink. And then the gradient goes down into sky blue. But they also work with an electric lime green and yellow. The pitch. Strike two called. Good fastball in the inside corner. So I'm seeing blue. I'm seeing magenta. I'm seeing lime green. And then up there on the video board, we've got the blue, we've got the magenta, we've got the green. We also have yellow. The yellow flames on the Spicy Peppers sombrero. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He's gone. Shaw puts away Rodriguez with the high fastball. See what I'm looking at with this logo? I think that Great Lakes, and with the baseball caps being the Beloit blue, the bold blue. I count green, yellow, magenta, blue. I think we're looking at a four-color logo and a four-color brand. Wilman Diaz embraces it. He's got the electric lime green right sleeve. The pitch, down and away, ball one. What would you do? You can choose lime green, blue, magenta, yellow to, I would argue, complement this look. What would your spikes be? Here's the pitch. Ground ball hit to short. Could be two. Crota Gravity Amauchi over to first. Jared Dickey receives 6-4-3 and end the second inning. Give me your answer, sir.
Lime green and blue.
Oh, love
two.
It.
Like a double play.
Yes. Yes. Hey, let's go to the third inning. Adam Jackson's coming right up with the call. It is Lansing leading 3-1 in Great Lakes.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Jacob Wilson with The Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. Go Nuts.
Hello there on your Friday, July 11, 2025. Lansing up 3-1, looking for more. Johnny Butler steps in against Maddox Bruns. Lefty-lefty, pitch home. Squares to bunt, takes a fastball on the outer edge. Strike one at 93 miles an hour. Bruns has struggled. 54 pitches, just 23 strikes. Gave up 3 runs in the first, but he got through the second. Worked around the 2 walks with no runs allowed. 0-1, up and in. Bends back Johnny on the fastball. Johnny Butler's been red hot. He walked in his first at-bat, 6 hits in his last 5 games. 1-1. High arcing loop breaking ball that is outside, but called strike two. Well, Johnny, in those 6 hits, he's had 3 doubles and a homer. So 4 of his 6 hits in the last 5 games have been extra base hits. 1-2 pitch. That's outside. So far, 5 walks, 3 strikeouts for Bruns. And he's had 1 error from his defense. That's Frank Rodriguez that threw in his center field on the Kuroda Grauer stolen base attempt. The pitch, inside with the breaking ball. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Well, the Nuts have had base runners aplenty through the first 2 innings. They had 5 in the first inning and 2 in the second inning. Trying to get back to getting more in the third and getting some more runs. Pitch home. High arcing breaking ball. Too tall. Ball 4. So another walk and the struggles continue for Maddox Bruns. Remember, he was the first round pick back in 2021 out of UMass Wright Preparatory School in Alabama. 29th overall pick by the Dodgers. He's had struggles with the command, but they've tried to change the arm slot and work with him. Here's Ryan Lasko, the pitch. Cued back foul, strike one. That's in front, 3-1 in this third inning. They trail 2-1 in this series. So looking to even things up tonight as we head into the weekend, tomorrow and then Sunday before the All-Star break. And then on top of the command issues, there's been injury issues for Bruns. 0-1. That's in and it hits Lasko. Boy, the Lugnuts are going to have injury issues after this outing. Second HBP. It was a breaking ball, but it still doesn't feel good. Now the first two have reached here safely in this third inning. And Ryan Lasko will trot down to first base. Here comes Rodney Green Jr. Once again, the Loons, who have had arms warming in the first couple of innings eventually, don't have anybody warming right now. A strikeout looking for Rodney Green Jr. in his first at bat. Two on, nobody out, 3-1 Nuts, top three. Lefty-lefty matchup, the pitch. Way outside, ball one. They signed Bruns out of high school to get him out of his commitment to Mississippi State for $2.2 million. But this is now the third year he's been with the Loons, 23 years old. Still a top prospect for them, though. The pitch, it's a breaking ball away. Two balls, no strikes. That shows you they still think this guy could be a big-time pitcher. And he's got the good stuff. I mean, the fastball, if he could locate it, the curveball, the slider, those are his three best pitches. He's also got a changeup that doesn't use as much, doesn't trust it as much as those three. But they really believe in this left-handed arm. He's just got to try and control his pitches. Throws. Launched up in the air. Foul, third base side. And over towards foul territory. Galoff goes to the stands, and that one heads out of play. Strike one. And again, you look at the numbers here for the first few outings. We talked about it. He missed the first 2.5 months, rehabbed in the Arizona Complex League, and then made his Loons debut in mid-June. His first three outings, he only gave up one run in each of those outings, and then it all came unglued last Friday against West Michigan. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. That's a fastball right at the top of the zone by him at 94. Three innings against West Michigan, six hits, eight runs allowed. Gave up a homer, walked three, struck out three. And he gave up three runs immediately in this first inning. Although he only gave up the one hit, and that one could have potentially been caught. It was misread, it looked like, by Wilman Diaz out there in left field on Yama's double. Two on, nobody out, the 2-2 pitch. Up high. So once again, we go full, three balls, two strikes. That the 66th pitch from Bruns. And less than 30 have been in the strike zone. But Lansing, can they capitalize once again? They did in the first. They left two stranded in the second. In front of a full house tonight at Dow Diamond. Pitch home. Breaking ball is weakly hit first base side, but off the foot of Rodney Green Jr. He knew it. Didn't even move out of the box. Tough to tell for us up here, though, because it bounced right in front of the plate and then just slowly trickled right out towards first base. And Joe Petrano, like it was a weakly hit ground ball.
This is not the sort of performance that I've seen a lot of at the high A level. Do you know what I mean? Like, this is a lower level kind of performance with the lack of command.
3-2 pitch. Inside, strike three. Rodney Green Jr. just went after that and he shouldn't have. The bases would have been loaded with nobody out, and he just could not lay off the pitch coming right at him. What a gift right there that is for Bruns. Almost like a reaction thing where Rodney was swinging to try and avoid that thing coming in and getting him. Big out for Bruns as he begins his trek back trying to wiggle through a jam. A walk to Butler and HBP to Lasko. Here comes Davis Diaz, flied out to left in his first at bat. Digs in from the right side. 3-1 Nuts, top three. Bruns kicks and throws. Up high and outside. I know it's the third inning, but the other interesting thing about this, they're extending him. You'd feel like there might be more consistency warming up out there when you're nearly 70 pitches deep and under 30 strikes. The pitch, rope down the third base side. That's fair, and heading down towards the wall. Butler is around third. It's chased out there by Diaz. Lasko speeding around third. Diaz is into second. A two-run double. His name is Davis Diaz, and he has just put Lansing up 5-0. That was court right down the line. The big swing that Lansing had been waiting for. It'd been base runner after base runner, and finally, Diaz breaks through.
He's working so hard on his defense because he's converting to catcher. That's where the attention is going. And yet, Adam, we have seen flashes of terrific hitting ability from Davis. That's a slider in on the hands.
Now here's Elvis Rio with a runner at second. The pitch, that's outside, ball one.
Right, that's a tough pitch to hit. And it's a tough pitch to hit a laser down the line like that.
And it was right down the line. Geloff, not much space between him and third and that left field line, and it got by because it was roped. The pitch, a little bit tight, straightens up Rio. Two balls, no strikes. You didn't want to go through another inning where all of these base runners are on and you don't get anything. And again, that's only Lansing's second hit. Two doubles. Yama and now Diaz. They play Rito to pull to that left side. The pitch, that's down low. Boy, and Bruns is really struggling. And the Loons continue to not have anybody in the pen. I mean, this is maybe one of those things, make up for lost time. He hasn't been pitching, so they're trying to help him get more innings and figure this control thing out. Three balls, no strikes to the nine hitter. Pitch home. That's inside. That's ball four. And that is a seventh walk allowed by Maddox Bruns.
It reminds me in watching a basketball game where the shooter can't buy one from the field, and yet they keep on putting up more jumpers.
Steph Curry 0 for 8 from 3. Keep shooting, kid. Now we get a visit. Sean Coyne is out there. I mean, is this surprising to you that they don't have any arms warming in the pen?
I'm stunned.
Jesse, he's 74 pitches deep and 30 have been in the zone. We're here in the third inning. And they have had, at times, moments where there have been arms warming in both the first and second innings. But none here in the third. And now you got to go back to the top of the order. So this inning has gone walk, HBP, strikeout on what could have been a walk in ball four. Two-run double, walk on four pitches. And now after the visit, here comes Carota Grauer, who has walked and been hit. First pitch of the game got him. Two on, one out, 5-1 Nuts. The pitch, that's inside and skips right in front of JKG, who has to back his feet out of the way.
He's 22 pitches into this half inning. So if Carota Grauer has a five-pitch plate appearance, and then the next batter, Jared Dickey, has something near, we're talking about a 30-pitch inning easy.
And that must be what they're going on, because now, again, they've got an arm loosening out in the pen. The pitch, break in there, strike one. Because that's usually the limit. You don't want to have a pitcher go over 30 in an inning. If that's the case, you usually make a change. He went 29 in the first inning, 24 in the second. Throws. Bends back, JKG. He's ahead, two balls and a strike.
Especially when it's a pitcher who's had such arm issues already.
And especially a guy that's just coming back from the IL, too.
Yeah.
And this is only his fifth start with Great Lakes this year. Kicks it, throws. Shoots that in there on the outer edge. Strike two.
I wonder how his head is. We are 4 years removed from him dominating in Alabama in high school, winning the Gatorade High School Pitcher of the Year and Player of the Year. Like, what is his confidence level right now going in?
Well, he would love to get a second out right here. Throws home. Carota Grauer fouls it off the netting. He's been finding more consistency with that fastball, at least in this third inning. But Lansing, they want to keep on tacking on here, up by four runs.
pitch from the bullpen just got away and went all the way behind home plate. It's contagious.
Well, it's been the story for Great Lakes this year. One of the reasons they have struggled because their pitching has not been able to control its command. Two balls, two strikes to JKG. Pitch home. Line down the right field side and dropping in on the berm. And the kids go scrambling for it. A couple of laying out for the baseball there.
It's wide of my mind. The Lugnuts need to, at the very least, split the series. They've lost two of the first three. They win today. They have the first four. And then you can see what you can do over the weekend. But it is so important to beat Great Lakes here in Great Lakes, considering how the Loons are playing.
Runs, throws. Breaking ball in the dirt. Good eye by JKG. We're full. And it's really narrowing it even further. Important to get this one, to even this series back up, especially after how game one was stolen from you. And that last night couldn't get anything going in the second game. Give you a chance to win the series if you win tonight. 3-2. Up and outside, ball four. Another walk. And how long are they going to let him stay out here? Jared Dickey is now coming up with the bases loaded. Diaz at third, Rio at second, JKG at first, and that is going to be it.
Yeah, this next pitch was going to be his 30th pitch of the inning.
Yair Fernandez is out there, takes the baseball from the lefty, and he's got some words to yell into his mitt as he walks off. Not the performance he wanted. Trying to figure it out, just 23 years old, but in the meantime, Lansing able to get five runs off him and maybe more as Jared Dickey will now face a new Loon coming in from the pen. And again, this is a big spot in this game because it's an opportunity to open things up similar to that big win for Lansing in yesterday's opener of the doubleheader, where the Nuts win 11 hits, 10 runs. They won by 9.
The way that Maddox Bruns just left them out, somebody needs to give him a hug.
I don't know if I want to be by him right now.
No. Evan Shaw, the new man in, has walked 24 batters in 24 innings this year.
I feel like when you look at the Loons line, that's all we need to look at. What are the walks? How many innings pitched? Because that's really the story with these guys.
Here's a little side story, though. Shaw is the second best pitcher on the Loons at getting double play balls. Gets a double play ball here, and he's out of the top of the third inning. So Jared Dickey, the best Lugnut on the team at collecting sacrifice flies and bringing in your teammate from third base. If you get a pitch to hit, if you get a quality strike, you got to get that ball in the air.
How about a grand slam, Jesse?
Oh, that'd be lovely, too. Put this game out of reach.
Last grand slam, Rodney Green Jr. against the Loons. Have you had anybody in between that?
Yes, TJ Schofield slam.
That's right. That was Beloit. So that means that both grand slams have come at home then. So always time for a first. Jared Dickey digs in, four home runs. Lefty on lefty. He's struggled against lefties this year. Pitch home from Shaw. Outside, ball one. So the splits for Dickey, 286 against righties, just 176 against lefties. But again, to Jesse's point, you got to make him come in the zone first. Bases loaded, one out, 5-1 Nuts in the third. The pitch, bouncing ball, weakly hit, first base side, foul as it trickles and stops halfway down the line in the foul territory grass. Vitrano comes down to field it, toss it into the bowl or the dugout. And again, continue to talk about it. Lansing only has two hits tonight. They've been big hits, a couple of doubles that have driven in three total runs. And they get more here, up by four in the third. The pitch. Dickey takes it just below the zone, off speed, ball two.
There's a fan right behind home plate that she has yawned, I kid you not, at least a half dozen times so far. And there's more to come.
Keep that yellow count. 2-1. On the ground, right over towards second base. Wagner has it, flips it to second. Thompson back to first. In time, double play. Unbelievable. It was very close. Dickey was hoping he'd beat it out to get a run in, but somehow the Loons wiggle out of the jam and only give up the two runs. Let's head to the bottom of the third. Lansing up 5-1.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you'll have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Jacob Wilson with The Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. Go Nuts.
Lansing in front 5-1, but somehow that feels extremely disappointing. They left the bases loaded, while two left stranded because of a double play. But with all the wildness, the Loons have to feel pretty happy that they're only down by four. We are only in the bottom of the third on this Friday, July 11th, 2025. Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with you. First pitch home. That's kickback foul from Kendall George. Strike one. Happy 7-11 day to you. Still have time, just short of 9 o'clock in the Eastern time zone, but if you go to, I believe, Speedway or 7-Eleven, you get a free small Slurpee. So take advantage. 0-1 pitch. That's outside. One ball, one strike. Kendall George, Logan Wagner, Cam Decker against Sha Shu Shen. Third start for the Nuts. He was excellent last time out against Fort Wayne last Friday. 1-1 pitch. That's in there, just grabbing the inside corner. Very tight. 1-2. Let's see. Slurpee flavors, Coca-Cola, wild cherry, blue raspberry, pina colada, lemonade. Some good ones. 1-2 pitch. Laced out over JKG at short. Into left center field, base hit. George is headed for second. The throw coming in. It is wide of the bag. He's got a hustle double. Too much time out there from Lasko and Nankiel trying to figure it out. And George, great heads up, immediately takes two bags.
This is just the littlest bobble from Ryan Lasko. The ball hit his glove. It bounced out of his glove. And that's all George needed.
An absolute speedster. He is so quick, and the Dodgers love having that guy at the top of their order here at the high A level. Here's Logan Wagner, 5-1 Nuts, bottom three. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. I'm going to go in order. I like the Coca-Cola with a little cherry at the bottom.
Oh, good.
A little cherry cola. Sometimes it's blue raz, just straight blue raz for the Slurpee flavor.
Depends on your mood.
The 0-1 pitch. It's a bouncy ball foul, first base shot. Are you a Slurpee guy?
No, I'm not.
Tried them or you just don't like them?
I have no need for a Slurpee. I know that they're bad for me. I'm not going to try it.
I'll be fair. That's how I feel. This was growing up. We had them a ton. You know,
good nostalgia.
Lansing, quality dairy. They have great frozen Cokes is what we call them.
That's beautiful.
0-2 pitch. Line down to right field, coming in, and it's down in front of Butler. Quickly whips it in. George had to wait, so he advances just one base on an 0-2 pitch. That ball was sizzled by Wagner. And they're at the corners to open up this third inning. So no half inning is safe here tonight. 5-1. Lansing leading Great Lakes. And here comes Cameron Decker, who could get Great Lakes right back into this game with one swing. Remember, he's got just one hit in this series, and it was the three-run shot to win the game on Tuesday in the seventh inning. 1-3-2. Righty, ready the pitch. Shoots in there, strike one. So I was reading up on 7-Eleven today. It initially started as a totem store from 1928 to 1946, and then in 46 is when they changed it to the name 7-Eleven. The pitch, that's outside. One ball, one strike. And they went 7-Eleven because that was the time that it was open.
Seven days a week? Oh.
No, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Oh, that makes sense.
1-1. Shot back foul. One ball, two strikes. It originated down in Texas. And that's still where the headquarters are, down there in Irving, right there in the Metroplex.
Thank heaven for 7.
11. I wonder if the man from Taiwan has ever had himself a Slurpee. Shot, throws home. Up high, a little bit outside. Two balls, two strikes. He knights right now and out. Maybe two. Not the worst thing in the world here if you give up one to get two and clear the bases. Lansing up 5-1, but runners at the corners with nobody out. 2-2 pitch. Swinging a poked ball down the first baseline, and it's foul. Jared Dickey let that thing roll. Kendall George speeding home. We'll turn around and head back to third base, and we will do the 2-2 pitch over again. Well, as of August 2024, 7-Eleven operates franchises and licenses roughly 85,000 stores in 20 countries and territories. That's a lot of profit.
It's a lot of folks celebrating today.
Again, go get your free Slurpee. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He chased the fastball up. Strike three. One away.
That is without a doubt, I would argue right now, the trademark strikeout pitch for Shaw. Whenever he needs one, he goes high fastball.
They're dancing in the booth over right now. We got kids. Are they grittying? That's the gritty, right? Here's Joe Vetrano interrupting the dance party. Pitch. And a balk is called. All right. Wow. Second balk in this game. The first one called against Lansing. It's 5-2.
It's once again. Bases umpire Ward didn't think Shaw came to a complete stop. And I don't know, Adam. That looked like a complete stop to me. You can have a look, see what you think.
I will deflect to you.
Trey Ward, the third, eagle-eyed, says that's not good enough.
Pitch home. That's on the ground over towards second. Yama step to his left, has it. Over to first in time. Two outs. Wagner to third.
I mean, the shame of it is that's a double play ball.
Sus, as the kids would say. So now it's Jake Geloff. Remember, he came up in that first inning. And there was also a runner at third base, and he struck out. Can Sean do that again, or just get this final out? Keep Lansing in front by three. In the bottom of the third, the pitch. And that shoots in there for a called strike one. Up high.
I'll take it. Oh, wow.
This game's drunk. Ready, ready matchup here. Sean set, throws home. That's up high. So we've consistently seen that where the fastball misses, that doesn't get called. But if it's off speed, up or in or out, sometimes Joe Miller is going up with the right hand. Runner at third with two outs for the Loons. Pitch home. That's down low.
Something I want you to watch with Shaw, because he was just spotted for his sixth career balk. This has been something called on him before. Watch how his glove flutters as he comes to a complete stop. There's a lot of fidgeting that goes on.
He's got that open turn and now comes set to the shoulder. Now down to the belt. Kicks and throws home. Slides that in there and grabs the front door. Strike two. He's pitching to the bright colors of the Los Pepinillos Picantes del Norte, the spicy pickles of the north. And yes, it is a pickle with a mustache and the bat and the sombrero and the flames on the sombrero. And there's good curvature to that pickle. It's not straight up and down. It's swinging, using its whole body. Pitch home. Swinging a foul tip, held on to Davis. Diaz secures a fifth strikeout for Shaw. A second strikeout of Geloff. And we are going to head to the fourth inning. Lansing does give up a run, but they're still in front, 5-2.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Lawrence Butler. Back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
The Law Dog and the newly turned 25-year-old. Happy belated to Lawrence Butler and happy bobblehead hunting if you were there in West Sacramento yesterday, because it was Mr. Law's birthday. It was also his bobblehead night, and it was also the night that they played his hometown team, the guy from Atlanta. All of that coming with his former Lugnut teammate, Tyler Soderstrom, earning a walk-off win and a series win for the A's last night. Here, Lugnuts lead 5-2, top four, the pitch. Whacked up in the air out towards right field, drifting foul towards the berm. And it is strike one to Casey Yamauchi. Nate Nankiel, Johnny Butler to follow to open this fourth against the lefty, Evan Shaw.
Today, A's and Blue Jays. Luis Severino, Max Scherzer, that should be fun.
A lot of former Lugnuts in that series.
Oh, yes.
A lot of All-Stars in that series. The pitch. That's a little bit wide. Ball one.
Asked Olivia Hummer on the A's PR staff if she could snap a photo, somehow get that photo, of Jacob Wilson and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. for us.
And Jacob Wilson not in the lineup. Pitch home. It's a bouncing ball. Back foul.
Rest. There's a more important game in his future.
He's not in the futures game, Jesse. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Tuesday. Lugnuts will be off. Loons will be off. Hopefully he'll be on.
He's got to play. We can't wait to watch Tuesday night. First, though, you got to watch the futures game tomorrow and then the home run derby Monday. The pitch, swing, and that hits off the foot of Yama. And that's strike three because he committed the swing. Oh, this is very rare. Yamauchi is now struck out on two pitches that have come in on him a guy that never strikes out, and that hit him in the foot. But because he came around, it's the correct call from John Miller. That's a strikeout to open up the fourth inning.
Insult to injury.
No question about it. Now here's Nate Nankill. 5-2 nuts, top four. The pitch. And that breaks in there at the top of the zone. Strike one. It's a beautiful sunset that we are getting. Starting to see the light yellow and orange and light blue sky take part out beyond the video board in right field. The pitch up and in as it bends back, Nate. Strikeout, flyout. Lansing with 3 runs in the first, 2 runs in the third. They still only have 2 hits, and they're getting out hit 3-2, but they're outscoring Great Lakes by 3. Pitch home. That's inside. Remember, Lansing last in walks coming in, but they have done their fair share of walking in this series. 8 walks tonight. And again, we talked about it because they haven't seen the Loons since April. This is their first trip up here to Midland. 2-1. Breaking ball loops in. Bottom outside corner, strike two. And Midland, the only spot that Lansing and Great Lakes will play in this second half. One more series coming up here in August, and that's it. No return trip to Jackson Field for the Loons. 2-2. Breaking ball is corked out to left center field. George coming over. He's got it to his right. He is so quick to cut anything off, and even a loop liner like that, he was able to gather himself before coming up with that catch and robbing Nate Nankill of what looked like at least a base hit, maybe extra bases.
The problem for Nate was he hit it too late at night, because we saw earlier in the series the sun giving Kendall George all sorts of problems. But the sun is set, so he's fine.
Evan Shaw should have started the game, I guess. Here's Johnny Butler on the first pitch. Jogs in on the inside corner, 90 miles an hour, strike one.
It's just another good swing, though, from Nate Nankill. Even though there's an out to show for it, what a season he's putting together.
Oh, 1-1. That's outside. 1-1. Well, it's not even been close to that type of season for Johnny Butler, because he's been on the IL, but since he's come back, he's had a big impact. 6 hits in his last 5 games, 4 for extra bases. The pitch is outside. And 2 more walks for him tonight. 4 pitches in the first, 6 pitches and a run scored in the third. So he's gotten on base twice. Lansing doesn't have a base runner yet for the first time in an inning here in the fourth. Pitch, swing and a miss, 2-2. So can Butler get on to extend the half inning for Lasco?
You were looking for whoever could help propel this offense, right, that they needed another bat to get going. And right now, recently, it's been Johnny.
Hey, Johnny, what do you got behind that big wall? 2-2 pitch. A lifted ball out to left field, dropping in. It's a base hit. Diaz slides forward on the effort. Butler heading for 2. The slide, the tag, safe the call. He gets in under the tag attempt from Thompson after the Kendall George throw. It's another hit for Butler. It's another extra base hit for Butler. It's another double for Butler, his 4th in the last 6 games. The Butler keeps on doing it. Now what do we have behind that wall? It's a double. Here's Ryan Lasco. Can he knock him in? The pitch? That's up high and outside. Ball one. Isn't that the case back in the day that every game show host is Johnny? That's a, hey, Johnny, what do we got?
Or it would be the announcer on the microphone.
Yep.
A new car.
1-0. That breaks in there on the outer edge. Strike one. Did you have a favorite game show growing up?
Oh, yes. Price is Right for me.
Yeah. Same thing.
Rod Roddy and Bob Barker. So good.
Get your pet spayed and neutered. 1-1. Swing and a miss. It's inside. 1-2. You know, I loved Who Wants to Be a Millionaire with Regis Philbin, too. Yes. Still remember the guy calling his dad, not needing the lifeline. Hey, I'm gonna win $1 million here. What a boss. One of the best moments in game show television history. Pitch, swing and a miss. One of the best curveballs you'll see tonight from Evan Shaw. A true 12-6 running in on the hands. He leaves the double from Johnny Butler stranded. Let's make our way to the bottom of the fourth. Hey, Lansing leads by 3 up here at Dow Diamond.
Hey, fans. Catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike 3! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
As Denzel Clark, getting back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
It's 9 o'clock on a Friday, July 11, 2025, and a big crowd has shuffled in here to Dow Diamond to take in the Lansing Lugnuts and the Los Pepinillos Picantes del Norte tonight, the Copa name for the Loons, and they are playing in the bright pink, the blue, the lime green, the red. Shaw throws home in the black. Up in the air, foul, left field side, strike one. Jordan Thompson, Nelson Quiroz, Frank Rodriguez. I want to correct something. I was saying that Jake Geloff had struck out the runner at third in the first. It was actually this man, Jordan Thompson. So Geloff striking out for the first time in the third. Thompson 0 for 1 tonight with a strikeout. The former LSU Tiger. A former teammate, Tommy White, not here tonight. Currently headed to Atlanta. Futures game tomorrow. The pitch, that's outside, slides away. One ball, one strike. So some serious star power that is missing from the game tonight, with both Zaire Hope and Josue DePaula gone for the Loons and Tommy White gone for the Lugnuts. Pitch home. On the ground, over towards short. Crota Grauer to his right, deep in the grass. Sets, long throw to first. Dickey bends down, up the line. He's got it. JKG, we call that a measured play for his standards, but another hack of a play defensively from JKG.
I would call that star power. It's a big league shortstop play, right? It's deep in the shortstop hole. It's plant, it's fire, and it looks routine in the end because it's so well executed.
That's it. Nelson Quiroz steps in from the left side. Shaw kicks and throws. Walloped out to right. Uh-oh, back goes Butler, and see you later. On to the berm. Quiroz keeps on hitting. And Shaw keeps up giving up one home run per outing. It's a two-run game.
Sinker in, and Quiroz knew immediately. He unloaded.
Just the second home run the Loons have had this week. And the other one was the three-run shot to win the game on Tuesday. But you're right, that thing was crushed. And unfortunately, the Loons get a little bit closer. First home run this year for Quiroz, and he didn't miss it. So now here comes Frank Rodriguez. Base is clear. The pitch. Reached on and fouled back. Strike one. The good news, nobody else was on base. JKG, though, a play like that, just have been spoiled here from him. The pitch is a reach down ball hit right in front of the plate. Shot comes off the mound, sets, whips it to first. Dickey catches. Well done. Two outs. Because a play like that for Garota Grauer doesn't look like it's very hard because he's had so many more difficult ones than what we just saw. But still, he's running to his right, away from first, way deep in the grass, has to whip it over, and he does in time. Two outs. Here comes Wilman Diaz. Lansing up 5-3 here in the bottom of the fourth. And let's sneak the trivia question in for you. Diaz grounded into a double play in his first at bat. Righty, righty. Shot, kicks and throws home. That shoots in there. Strike one. You know, a good baseball player that was named Herman? Went by the name Babe.
Oh, yes. Wasn't Herman his middle name?
Pitch. I know, I did that backwards.
That was great.
That's foul back. No balls, two strikes.
But yeah, he was named Herman, wasn't he?
He was. Herm. Let's call him Babe, though. Let's call him the Great Bambino. Whatever you'd like to call him. The
Sultan
question.
Of SWAT.
Yes. Question tonight. How old was he when he made his Major League debut? Pitch, swing and a miss. Strike three, 90 by him. And that is his sixth strikeout for Shaw. He gives up the tank. Babe Ruth-esque to Nelson Quiroz, but that's it. 5-3 our score as we head to the fifth. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, star power of his own. Back with the play-by-play right after this.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Max Muncy with the A's, and now back to Lugnuts Baseball.
We enter the fifth inning. It's getting closer. The Lugnuts led 5-1 following a Davis Diaz two-run double in the third. The lead is now 5-3. Now Zekiro's a solo home run in the bottom of the fourth, edging Great Lakes back in. Great Lakes sticks with the left-hander Evan Shaw against Green, Davis Diaz, Elvis Rijo in the fifth. Lefty-lefty, the pitch to Rodney Green Jr. Up and away, ball one. This has really been much needed relief for Great Lakes from the southpaw Shaw. He took over for the starter Maddox Bruns in the third. That's it fly. Breaking ball is lofted up the middle. One hopping to the shortstop. Thompson whips it to first. And there's one away. When Shaw came out of the pen, top of the third inning, Maddox Bruns had just walked his eighth batter. He departed with the bases loaded, two runs already in, only one out. But Shaw got a double play ball from Jared Dickey. And then he worked around a double by Johnny Butler in the fourth inning. He has struck out two. He takes on Davis Diaz, lefty to righty. Fastball high, ball one. The big left-hander Jack Mahoney is warming up in the Lansing pen. So Shah Tsu-Chun might be done here after four innings. With six strikeouts, four hits, three runs, two walks. A 1-0. Davis takes a ball low. Today in Lansing Lugnuts history. Oh, I went back a bit. because July 11th in Lugnuts history, as it turns out, is not a day that the Lugnuts have played on very much. Here comes the 2-0. There's a called strike. One out, nobody on. Top of the fifth. Lansing 5, Great Lakes 3. Diaz, the number 8 hitter in the order, gets time. The Lugnuts did not play on July 11th in 2017, nor in 2022, nor in 2023. They did play last year, though. They were successful. The pitch. Diaz bounces down toward third. Tough. Hop Geloff to his left. Long throw. Got it to first on a rope. Strong arm, Jake Geloff. Two gone. Last year in Lugnuts history on July the 11th, the Lugnuts beat the Lake County Captains in Lake County. The final score was 13-4. The Lugs scored 7 runs in the 6th inning, and then they scored 5 more runs in the 9th inning. Cameron Masterman, 4 hits, had a home run, knocked in 4. Elvis Rio lines the first pitch he sees. Foul hooked up the left side. Strike 1. Johnny Butler last year on Today in Lugnuts History, July 11th. Last year, he homered twice. He knocked in 4. Butler today, 2 walks and a double. He has scored a run. Lansing has the 2-run lead. Rio, the number 9 hitter, a walk today. The pitch, breaking ball, waved out and missed. And the count is 0-2. Also today in Lugnuts history, July the 11th, 2009, 16 years ago, was my first trip to Burlington, Iowa. And the Burlington Bees had the 3rd overall pick in the 2008 draft, Eric Hosmer. He looked great. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with the breaking ball. Rio down on strikes. Side retired in perfect fashion by Shaw. Eric Hosmer, 2-run homer today in Lugnuts history. Out into the trees in Burlington. Bees beat the Lugnuts on that day by 2. Lugnuts are leading by 2 here. 5-3. Nuts going to the bottom of the 5th. Halfway to the house from Dad Diamond.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his 4th military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Los Pepinillos Picantes del Great Lakes have scored a run in each of the last 2 innings and in 3 of the last 4, and they trail the Lugnuts 5-3 going to the bottom of the 5th inning. New man on the mound for Lansing. Jack Mahoney comes in, taking over for Shot Soo-chun. The Lansing right-hander went 4 innings, allowing 4 hits. He walked 2, gave up 3 runs, struck out 6. No decision for Shot. Now, the last time that we saw Mahoney in this series, Great Lakes enjoyed themselves. Allowed a walk and a single, and then a 3-run homer to Cameron Decker. And the Loons won the series opener on Tuesday 3-2. Lefty-lefty, Mahoney to Kendall George. Broke it outside, ball 1. George Wagner Decker against the man from Appleton, Wisconsin. 1-2-3 batters in the order. Pitch on its way. Fastball for a called strike. I just had the chance to talk the other day with Jack about one of his former managers. The deal? Line drive, left field, base hit Kendall George. Nankill has to hustle. George around first. He's gone for second. Nankill's the one, hops in. The tag, he's gone! Casey Yamauchi at the bag, snagged the throw from Big Nate. He applied the tag, and George is denied.
Big time effort right there from Casey Yamauchi. A heck of a throw by Nate Nankill, but an all-out dive right there to put his mitt on the body of George, and that is massive to eliminate a potential run and bring the tying run to the plate. Great play all around.
Logan Wagner now, one out, nobody on, takes a ball down and away. That's tremendous. And a two-run game to stop the speedster from getting immediately into scoring position. Oh, boy. Wagner's been hit by a pitch and singled, but twice he has been stranded at third base. The pitch, Mahoney misses outside, and it's 2-0. So Jack Mahoney last year played for the Windy City Thunderbolts, and their manager was Bobby Jenks. Jenks, the former closer of the Chicago White Sox. Wagner fouls it off his body, 2-1. Bobby Jenks was originally an Angels draft choice, fifth rounder, taken back in 2000, 25 years ago, out of high school. Big man, pitched at 275 pounds. And when he came up with the White Sox, the rookie closed out the World Series championship win over the Astros. Here's the 2-1. Up and away. And though the White Sox never reached those heights after that with that same squad, although that was the one-and-done White Sox championship team, Jenks went on to be an American League All-Star in 2006 and 2007. The deal. Bouncer foul behind the back of Wagner, and the count is full. 7 years Bobby Jenks was in the major leagues. Then he went into coaching. As I said, managed Jack Mahoney and the Windy City Thunderbolts last year. And unfortunately, we just lost Bobby at age 44. Payoff. Breaks inside. Mahoney walks Wagner. And Logan Wagner's back aboard for a third consecutive plate appearance. It had been a long illness. Jenks had been in bad shape. And I believe that he died in Europe. He died on the 4th of July. I asked Jack all about what was Bobby Jenks like as a manager. And he said he was a very strange guy and a great guy. Cameron Decker swings, lined the first pitch. Right field, down for a base hit. Wagner stops at second. In comes the throw from Butler. And it's gone single, walk, single here in the fifth inning against Mahoney.
Yeah, Jack's just, he's having a tough week out here. And he's got to find a way out of this because Lansing can't afford to lose this game. But it feels like Great Lakes is just not going away. And it's been whittled down to two runs. And we got a long way left to go. And the Loons have had his number. Love a double play or something to help him out of this. Remember, because there already was a single, and thank goodness for good defense to get that first down.
Tying runs are on, though. Loons trail 5-3. Joe Vetrano takes the slider outside. A double play ball would get Mahoney out of this inning. Here's something else to keep in mind. When Mahoney allowed the first three batters to reach and score back on Tuesday, the fourth batter was Joe Vetrano, and he set him down. He deals. Vetrano takes the slider outside. He set down Vetrano, Thompson, and Rojas in order, and that ended the inning. It's a good recovery after the walk, the single, and the home run. But Decker at first, Wagner at second. And Vetrano's a slugger. Both runners move. The pitch, taken for a called strike. Going to third base. It's too late. It's woefully late. And Logan Wagner takes third, while Cam Decker moves up to second. They got a great jump against the Southpaw. All right, so much for the double play. I believe that that was called a strike, although the video board says 3-0. Yes, the count is two balls, one strike on Vetrano. There's the cleanup hitter in the order.
He looks rattled this week, Jesse. He looks rattled right there with how big of a lead that they got and an easy swipe for both.
Here's the pitch. Slider swung at and missed. That's more like it. When Mahoney first joined the Lugnuts, I remember asking Bronswell Patrick, who is on hand from the A's, what is it that can make Mahoney effective? And he said, if he hides it well, and he's 6'8". 2-2, swing and a miss. He hit it from Vetrano, who's gone on strikes. The slider got him. Two outs. Like, there is swing and miss stuff here from Mahoney if he executes.
Well, and it's setting up great against lefties, too. I mean, he shows it to him across the plate, and then they go for it, and it's out of the zone. He's going to have to go get a righty here to try and keep the lead.
And it's Jake Geloff with a ton of power. A walk and a strikeout so far for the Loons third baseman. First pitch, he takes. Strike called at the knees on the outside corner. He went backdoor slider. Blaise Pontes is kicking around the mound in the bullpen up the left side. 5-3 nuts. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Again the slider. And Geloff is in an 0-2 hole.
Well, I'd put that slider in on the outside edge, see if he can find it for a strike, and see if he can set him down right here on pitch three. He's going to be expecting something out of the zone, thinking, I don't need to chase. Get yourself out of the inning right here.
Diaz relayed the sign. Mahoney kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. Slider bounced in. Diaz calls off Mahoney, deals down to first, and the stretch across the line by Jared Dickey. That ends the fifth inning with a 2-3 attached. Mahoney whips Vetrano and Geloff. He strands Wagner at third and Decker at second. Third straight time that Logan Wagner has been left at third base. And the Lugnuts still lead 5-3. Go to the sixth from Dow Diamond.
Many of our U.S. veterans and service members face challenges, mental health struggles, housing obstacles, food insecurity, and social isolation, to name just a few. I'm Bob Woodruff. My family and I started the Bob Woodruff Foundation in 2006 after I sustained a life-threatening injury while reporting from Iraq. Our service members had my back that day, and we need to have theirs now more than ever. At our foundation, we invest in solutions, so learn more about our work at bobwoodrufffoundation.org/success.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
What's up? This is Tommy White with the Lansing Lugnuts. Let's head back to the diamond. Go Nuts.
To the top of the order, and Joshua Kuroda Grauer, Jared Dickey, Casey Amauchi to follow for Lansing. Taking on Los Pepinillos Picantes del Great Lakes. It's Evan Shaw, the lefty, who returns. Dealing. Kuroda Grauer takes a ball down and in. 5-3 Lansing. Three in the first, two in the third. And Joshua Kuroda Grauer has been hit by a pitch and walked twice and stolen two bases. He scored a run. Lefty to righty, 1-0. In there, strike call. A lot of breaking stuff from Shaw. A lot of slider, a lot of curve. Got to be careful, Adam, with all the breaking stuff. There's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Curveball. He's breaking bad, man.
Never seen it. You seen it?
No.
Nice.
What else should we go with? Breakdancing? You remember when breaking was in the Olympics?
Breakdancing in the
yeah.
Olympics?
What two. Breaking ball. Strike three called. Outside corner. They just broke Kuroda Grauer. You didn't see breakdancing in the Olympics?
I did not, but I heard it was in there.
It was pretty wild. Not going to lie.
Is there a favorite thing to watch?
Is it my favorite thing to
like,
watch?
Like, was that your favorite sport or competition
to
watch that year?
No. But it was wild. Jared Dickey lays down a bunt, pushed up the third base line. It stays fair. Glove behind the back by Geloff. Base hit for Dickey. Give the man a bingle. And as Cooper Goldby approached him at first base, Jared was pointing at him the whole way as if to say, yeah, you know.
That's good stuff right there. That's a great feeling.
There's Casey Yamauchi. 1-for-3, RBI double, 2 strikeouts. You know we love a good bingle around here. 5-3 Lansing, first pitch. Casey shows bunt, pulls back, called strike. Slider, top of the zone. Evan Shaw out of Fridley, Minnesota. Drafted last year, 16th rounder. Former Kansas Jayhawk. Throws to first. Oh, he's got Dickey picked. Vetrano wings it down to second. Wagner returns. Vetrano the tag. He's gone. 1-3-4-3. Jared Dickey caught snoozing. Just gave a little lean. And you've got that textbook lefty move. Evan Shaw lifted up the leg. Jared Dickey started moving toward second. And swiftly Shaw dealt it over.
There's not a lot of momentum right now in this game for Lansing. Someone's got to change the tide. Need a big play.
Casey Yamauchi, a bouncer down to first. That won't be it. Vetrano to his bag. First baseman unassisted. And let's go to the bottom of the sixth inning. 5-3 Nuts.
Ms. Fernandez, what are those tiny things?
Those are what we call amoebas. You can only see them through a microscope.
Wow. Today's students are tomorrow's great thinkers and innovators. But right now, there's a funding crisis in public schools. Wow. Today's students are tomorrow's great thinkers and innovators. But right now, there's a funding crisis in public schools.
Hard slider this year. His stuff has undergone a marked improvement, plus a curve. Nelson Quiroz out of Navajo, Sonora, Mexico, on this Copa night for Great Lakes. Los Pepinillos Picantes. At 0-1 from Pontes. They send it high. Slider from Blaze. For Great Lakes, their offense has been concentrated in just a couple of batters. One out, nobody on. Pitch on its way. A curveball fouled off at home. One ball and two strikes. Kendall George, the leadoff man. A walk, a double, a single. Logan Wagner hitting second. Hit by a pitch, a single, a walk. So the top two hitters in the order have reached all six combined times. Decker batting third has a single. Geloff batting fifth has a walk. That's it. The pitch. Quiroz grounds foul right side. And here's Quiroz, who has reached both of his times. But two outs from Decker, three outs from Vetrano, two outs from Geloff, three outs from Thompson, two outs from Rodriguez, two outs from Diaz. All told, they are 1-for-14. The three outs from Diaz. All told, they are 1-for-14. The 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9 batters. And he's Quiroz in the thick of that, batting seventh. Blaze Pontes is trying to make him out number two. Time is called at home. Lansing up 5-3. If you missed it in the early going today, the early story was Great Lakes starter Maddox Bruns could not find the zone. Walked 8-2 in the third innings. Pontes' pitch. A ground ball up the middle. Rutter-Grauer grabs it. Back of second. Swings to first. In time. Two down. You can't hit it anywhere near him. This whole crowd here at Dow Diamond had their hopes rise. Ball past the mound, up the middle, ticketed for center. Too close to Joshua Carota Grauer. There's Frank Rodriguez. Wonder what it was like facing against JKG when he was in Little League. Must have utterly dominated. Rodriguez grounds up the third base side. That's a foul ball, eluding Rijo. Strike one. I bet that Joshua Kurodegrauer on a Little League team meant you're just going to lose if you face them.
Yeah, it's probably just it's not fun to see him on the other team.
You hit the ball. How did he get to that one, too? How did he get over there? How did he make that catch? A strike one pitch, right-hander to right-hander. Off the outside corner. A ball at a strike on the Great Lakes catcher. Rodriguez is struck out, and he's hit a comebacker. Not fielded by Kurodegrauer. Fielded by the starting pitcher, Schott. Pontes looks for a perfect frame. Two outs, nobody on. The pitch. Ground ball, third base way. Foul ball. Strike two. Pontes looks for a perfect frame. Two outs, nobody on. The pitch. Ground ball, third base way. Foul ball. Strike two.
New treatments are helping their lives.
It's just so inspiring to do research that impacts human lives.
Stand Up to Cancer has been a critical partner in advancing research for cancer.
Cancer research saves lives.
So please help us fight in this battle against cancer.
Be a part of the team that ends cancer at standuptocancer.org.
Hey, this is Mason Miller with the A's. Get to the ballpark and go nuts.
Off to the top of the seventh inning, two-thirds of the way home here in this fourth game of six this week up in Midland, Michigan. Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with you. Nuts up 5-3. Here comes the first pitch. That's in, twisting. Nate Nankill gets hit and angrily flips the bat back towards the dugout. Lansing got to be on high alert here because those pitches keep coming in on him. Started off the first pitch of the game. We are deep into the night here, coming up on 10 o'clock in the Eastern time zone over the next 20 minutes. Game that has taken a long time because of some long half innings. That one hitting Nate Nankill right around the hip area. Pitch home. It's up high and outside to Johnny Butler. New pitcher is Jocelyn Gonzalez, 5'11", 160-pound, 23-year-old from the Dominican Republic. The pitch, that's up high on the outer edge, strike one. Well, if you're joining us tonight, thanks for hanging in with us, apparently having some internet issues here. Haven't had any stream issues pretty much all year, but these last couple of days we've been kicked off a couple of times, so thanks for sticking it out. Pitch, that's inside, two balls in a strike. Well, it feels like Lansing's got to get something here in one of these final three innings because we've just been at a standstill since the fourth inning, and Lansing hasn't scored since the third. Throw back to first. Nankill is in safely. The Nuts led 5-1, and it's been trimmed to 5-3. So can they find a way to get some more runs here because the Loons continue to put the pressure on. 2-1 pitch. Kick back off the netting. Strike two. And you don't want to only have a two-run lead late in this game in this park where the Loons always seem to find the right answers at the end of games here at Dow Diamond. 2-2 pitch. That's up high. 95-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 3-2. Well, Johnny Butler doing everything he can to provide offense tonight. Walk, walk, run scored, double. And he's got a runner at first right now. And Nate Nankill. Gonzalez the righty. Throws to first. Quick toss. Just safe is Nankill on the swipe tag from Vetrano. Remember, Jared Dickey got picked off in the sixth inning. Evan Shaw, the lefty, but Gonzalez has a quick move as a righty. And that was very close over there at first base. That right hand just got in there in time. Time called now. Ryan Lasko waits on deck. Rodney Green then in the hole. 4, 5, 6, and 7 throughout the seventh inning for the Nuts, up by two. A payoff pitch on its way. Swinging, it's through the hole, right side, base hit. Nanko is running. He looks at right field around second and gets to third. The hit and run pays off. There are two on the corners with nobody out to open this seventh inning. So right on cue, here comes this Lansing offense. Johnny Barrels doing it again. 4 for 4 getting on base tonight. 8 hits in his last 6 games. He is red hot since coming back from the IL in the Arizona Complex League. And now can Ryan Lasko get going? He's had a struggle to start the month of July, just 5 for 27. He has reached on a walk in an HBP tonight. The pitch looped in there, up high, strike one. So a walk in HBP and a run scored, and then a strikeout looking. First and third, nobody out. Nuts up by two in the seventh. Pitch home. Slides away. Good stop by Rodriguez behind the plate. No runs for Lansing in the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth. They're trying to change that, though, here in the seventh in front of a packed house at Dow Diamond. Capacity just around 5,000 here up in Midland. 1-1 pitch. Lasko chops it off the plate, backing up second baseman Wagner. Flips to second, Thompson one. Back to first, they called him out. Wow. And Ryan Lasko is livid. That was close. A run does come in to score, but it looked like he had beaten that out. All right, we're getting another look here. Definitely got the out at second base, and they cut away from the play over at first base. So we didn't get to see it. Come on, man.
Central Michigan people.
Hey, now. That was uncalled for. A pitch home. I feel like I'm getting teamed up. That's inside by a couple of Ithaca College guys right next to me. The bees are swarming.
I would have loved to see if he was safe because that was close.
I
thought
he was safe. Pitch. Swing and a miss. That's strike one. So no RBI for Lasko, but it is now 6-3. It's a big run, and the first run since that third inning, as we're talking about. Gonzalez throws. That's a fastball just wide. 2-1.
Okay.
Oh, you got it up here. Very tight. All right, can you zoom forward for us? I don't know, man. I can't tell. It's
close.
Go
to finish.
Pitch. Swing and a miss. Rodney Green Jr. has 2 strikes. It's a 4-6-3 double play. But the run is in to make it 6-3. And Rodney Green Jr. trying to extend his half inning here in the seventh. He's 0-3, couple of strikeouts and a ground out. In good time for one of his bombs. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball in there, called strike three. All right, so Lansing settles for one after the HBP and the single. A double play gets them a run. It's 6-3. We stretch it out at Dow Diamond late into the night on this Friday, July 11th.
My name is John David Carpton.
Dr. Kimberly Stegmeier.
Dr. Edith Perez.
I'm a medical oncologist.
And I focus on cancer prevention.
People are always asking me, why?
Why do I do this work?
Two words come to mind for me. One is responsibility. The other is purpose.
There was a child that, you know, I took care of and adored. And she said to me, Dr. Kim, you know, will you remember me forever? Sorry. It's been a hard year.
Every day I think of the faces of patients when I see their smiles, when I tell them that new treatments are helping their lives.
It's just so inspiring to do research that impacts human lives.
Stand Up to Cancer has been a critical partner in advancing research for cancer.
Cancer research saves lives.
So please help us fight in this battle against cancer.
Be a part of the team that ends cancer at standuptocancer.org.
Hey, this is Mason Miller with the A's. Get to the ballpark and go nuts.
Up and down diamond where Lansing has extended their lead. It's 6-3 at Midland, Michigan, about an hour and a half northeast of Lansing. You jog up 127 and take 20 over, and you come into Midland, the Tri-Cities area. You take a peek at the Tridge and the Tittabawassee River, and here you find Dow Diamond, home of the Great Lakes Loons since 2007. Blaise Pontes is back out for the seventh against Logan Wagner. Righty lefty, kicking the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Wagner has not been retired tonight. HBP, and then he stole a bag. And a single, then he was balked a second. And then he reached on a walk. He has not scored, though, yet tonight. So that's at least good news. 0-1. Checked it. Didn't go around. One ball, one strike. The Loons have struggled with runners in scoring position. They have had chances, but they are just 1-for-10 with 7 left aboard. 6-3 nuts, bottom 7. The pitch. Fastball jets in at 93 at the bottom of the zone. Strike 2. Pontes trying to get Lansing through the 7th. And there, Wander Guante warming up down there in the pen if needed. The pitch. That flies inside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Crazy to think we still have a few innings to go here, but this game has dragged on because of some long half innings. Not too many 1-2-3 innings tonight. Been a hitter's night, but only 12 total hits. The pitch. That's down low inside. 3 balls, 2 strikes. But this is kind of what it's been like for the Loons because their pitchers have not had the control this year. Some lengthier half innings. It's not as easy. And Lansing capitalizing, even though they've been out hit 7-5. 3 balls, 2 strikes on Wagner. Pontes kicks, throws. In there, called strike 3. He got him with the change right at the bottom of the zone. It was tight, but Pontes gets the call, his second punch out. Now there's one away to open this 7th inning.
What a pitch. Changeup fell off the table.
A beauty. Right at the bottom of the zone. Now here's Cam Decker. One out, base is clear. The pitch. And the right-hander takes a fastball, belt high, strike 1. Well, let's answer that trivia question for you in the 7th inning. We asked you, how old was Babe Ruth when he made his major league debut? The pitch. That's outside. 1 ball, 1 strike.
Herman. Marsha Bullard writes in to say Babe Ruth was 19.
19 is right. The pitch. That's outside. 2 balls and a strike. The great Bambino was pitching and hitting in his first outing against then the Cleveland Indians back in 1914 today, July 11th. The pitch, that's down low. 3 balls and a strike. 111 years ago today, July 11th, 1914. Babe Ruth made his debut. And they helped pitch Boston to a 4-3 win. Pitch, that shoots in there. Fastball, outer edge, 95, strike 2. You know what Babe did in his first at-bat?
Did he homer?
He struck out.
Well, that was kind of his move, too.
3-2. Poked out to right field, dropping. Base hit. Bounces right in front of Butler. He came charging in, but he couldn't get there in time. Two-hit night for Cam Decker. Hopefully, one on here for a double play turn for Lansing.
I believe that Babe, when he first arrived, everyone was taken with the fact that here was this kid with a big barrel chest and these skinny legs.
He turned into something. after he got traded to New York. He played until 1935. The pitch, breaking ball is up and outside to Joe Vetrano. 2-1 his first year with Boston because he spent most of that 1914 season in the International League with Providence. So didn't spend a ton of time with the Red Sox. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. But again, he was sold over to the Yankees before the 1920 season. Is it Harry Frazee?
Or Frazee,
Frazee,
one of the two, yes.
Yeah. He was the owner at the time. And, well, the pitch. That's fouled back. One ball, two strikes. As you can imagine, that was not very popular with Boston fans. Ruth, he started to play outfield with the Yankees, and he hit more home runs than the entire Red Sox team in 10 of the next 12 seasons, earning that nickname the Sultan of SWAT or the Bambino. Pretty impressive, and was the greatest attraction for baseball fans until 1935 when he hung it up. The pitch, breaking ball, a little bit tight, two balls, two strikes. And, you know, after they dealt Ruth, well, the Yankees went on to win four World Series and seven American League pennants. And the Red Sox didn't win another World Series until 2004, an 85-year drought, which was called the Curse of the Bambino. Here's a bouncing ball over towards short. JKG to his right. Swings it to second one. Yama off his back foot back to first. Little bit late. A heck of an effort by those two, but it was just too long for JKG running over to his normal shortstop position when he was shaded up the middle, so they settled for the force.
It's like watching Cirque du Soleil with this middle infield combo. Dashing about, graceful. Kuroda Grauer, when he reached it, I thought, oh, there's no way he's going to try to get the out at second. And he did. And then Yamauchi cutting across the bag almost got that out at first base. It's spectacular watching them.
It really is fun to watch those two up the middle. They have formed a great pair. Dave Burba, the pitching coach, is now strutting out there. Have a quick word here with Blaise Pontes before Jake Geloff comes up. Nuts in front, 6-3. We're in the bottom of the seventh. So you think if the Red Sox can do it over again, they wouldn't trade Babe Ruth?
This would have been a great topic for talk show fodder because Babe Ruth did whatever he wanted. At one point when he was young, he invaded the other team's clubhouse with a knife. He punched out an umpire. He did not care about his manager. He did not care about his owner. He did whatever he wanted, and that included all manner of vices. He was unmanageable. And so my guess is the Red Sox said, enough is enough with this guy. Oh, by the way, he was the best player in baseball.
So do you think if they could do it over again, they wouldn't trade him? Pitch home. That's outside. On the corner, though, strike one.
Yeah, I think they'd keep him.
You know that whole thing you just did there? That's called filibustering.
Yeah. Do you think, though, if they had kept him, would they have moved him into being a permanent position player? Would they have made the move like the Yankees off the mound?
0-1. That's down low. Skips in the dirt. I think you eventually get there when you see what the bat's doing compared to the pitching.
The great Ruth pitching record is Ruth set the major league record for most consecutive scoreless innings in the World Series. And there's a great record he holds, his highest winning percentage for a pitcher against the Yankees.
1-1. On the ground over towards short. JKG to his left has it. Underhand flip. Yama catches just before the sliding Vetrano could get there. And that will do it. Nice job from Blaise Pontes, making sure there were no Sultans of SWAT in this seventh inning or the sixth. He puts up two zeros. We are off to the eighth. Lansing leading on Babe Ruth debut day, July 11th, 1914. 6-3, Nuts.
I'm Elton John. When he was just 13, my friend Ryan White was diagnosed with AIDS. This was 40 years ago. At the time, he was shunned and threatened by his community, yet his grace and determination to help change the world for himself and all those infected with HIV was an inspiration. He is part of the reason I founded the Elton John AIDS Foundation. Since it began, the foundation has helped reach over 100 million people at risk of and affected by AIDS. Learn more at eltonjohnaidsfoundation.org. Follow us at EJAF on Instagram.
Ms. Fernandez, what are those tiny things?
Those are called amoebas. You can only see them through a microscope.
Wow.
Today's students are tomorrow's great thinkers and innovators. But right now, there's a funding crisis in public schools. Donors Choose is a nonprofit that lets you support students and teachers in your community and beyond. You could provide pencils and paper, help a music class get a guitar,
or even a science project for a classroom like mine.
Learn more at DonorsChoose.org.
Nate Ankiel here with the Lansing Lugnuts. Let's get back to the game. Go Nuts!
Seven innings down, two innings left to go on a late night for a second straight evening at Dow Diamond. Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, thanks for keeping us company on your July 11th. Davis Diaz into the box, and the first pitch misses wide, ball one. Good guys six, bad guys three. Nuts with three in the first, two in the third, one in the seventh. One run tallies for the Loons in three half innings, the first, third, and fourth. The pitch comes in tight. Two balls, no strikes. It is still Jocelyn Gonzalez that's out there for a second inning of work after taking over for Evan Shaw. Good outing tonight for Shaw. 3 2/3 scoreless on the hill. Throws on the ground right off the side of the hill, skipping his way to Wagner at second. Got it to first in time. One away.
That's something I really enjoy is there is a hill in the middle of the infield, and it changes the trajectory of ground balls. So as a middle infielder, you just have to understand how to play the angles.
Adapt or die, right?
So I've heard.
Elvis Rijo steps in. A man from Puerto Rico. A pitch home. Swings and misses. That dropped right off. Good off-speed, strike one. Fly out to right, walk, and then a strikeout. Going to be back here at 7:05 tomorrow. Same place, same time. The pitch, swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. I shouldn't say the exact same time because remember we had a 30-minute delay. So didn't start until, Jesse, this has been bugging me. And I was going to tell you earlier, but I forgot. It was definitely 7:36 at first pitch.
Yes.
I want you to go take a peek at what they wrote down for the first pitch time on game day.
Oh, no.
0-2. That's down low. One ball, two strikes.
7:35.
And they announced 7:35.
7:35.
In the stadium. Folks, Jesse and I, honest individuals. It was 7:36. Liars. Liars here in Midland. 1-2. Swing and a miss. That's down in the dirt. Two outs. Second strikeout for Jocelyn Gonzalez. You know, last night was true crime night. Who done it? The Loon staff, all guilty. Guilty, I tell you.
Official scorer, you are officially incorrect.
First pitch tonight was 7:36, and they announced 7:35. And I'm ready to have it out with these folks as we're just after 10 o'clock on a Friday night.
The curvature of the earth.
The pitch. It's inside, ball one.
Joshua Kuroda-Grauer has a bruise from 7:36.
We will have our justice. Liars here. Liars. 1-0. That's outside. Two balls, no strikes. You know, Dolores Umbridge said it best.
She never said anything best.
Harry Potter into his veins. I must not tell lies. Loons couldn't. 2-0. On the ground over towards short. Pulls Thompson to his right. Has it. Flips it to first. And that's it. A 1-2-3 eighth inning. That's as truthful as I can be. Ground ball to second, strikeout, and a ground ball to short. Off to the bottom of the eighth, 6-3 Nuts up here at Dow Diamond.
Hey, guys, Jason McCourty here. As a 13-year NFL veteran and Super Bowl champion, people always ask me, what's it like getting ready for the big game? Let me tell you, it's all about preparation, knowing what you're up against, especially when food allergy is part of the game plan. When you're on the field, you're playing for your fans. At home, you're playing for your family. My playbook, read labels, keep it allergy-friendly, and have an epinephrine nasal spray as a backup plan. Visit foodallergy.org to learn more.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country this spring. More than just a walk, Moving Day is a fun experience that unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org. That's movingdaywalk.org.
This is Josh Cordegrau with your Lansing Lugnuts. Time to get back to the game.
Bottom of the eighth inning up here in Midland, Michigan. Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg-Stressler. 6-3, Nuts leading and trying to even up this series at two games apiece before we head into the weekend tomorrow and Sunday. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The weekend is nearly upon us. Really, it is on a Friday night. Pitch home. And that's up high and outside from the Wander Kid. Wander Guante into the game. Taking over for Blaze Pontes, who went two scoreless. Right-hander, 6-1, 180. Wander Guante facing Jordan Thompson. Pitch, bouncing ball to the left of JKG. Has it spinning, throwing. It's picked by Jared Dickey. JKG just continues to do it over at the shortstop position. He started at short. He ended in shallow center. And it finishes with Thompson disappointingly walking back to the dugout.
Jordan Thompson's 0-for-4 with a strikeout and three groundouts to short. And he's made them progressively harder.
Here's Nelson Quiroz. First pitch. Weakly hit towards first. Knocked down by Dickey. Picks it up. Tosses to Guante. Safe. He didn't get his foot down on the bag. He was searching for the base. He caught it, but he had to watch the ball into his glove so he couldn't look down to see where it was. And that most likely will be an error on Jared Dickey. He fumbled it around. It was late, and then Guante slipped, and his foot slipped off the bag. So take your pick, but I'm guessing they're going to go Dickey there because he didn't field it cleanly, and if he would have, it's an easy out. Here's Frank Rodriguez. Could be a double play ball, though. Pitch. The fastball down low at 93.
Dickey boots it. But that said, Adam, if you're Wander Guante, stop. Don't try to plant your right spike on first base. All you need to do is just touch the bag.
1-0. That's just off the outer edge. Two balls, no strikes. Stop. Collaborate and listen. Dickey's back with a brand new invention.
Yeah. Stop,
something
drop, and roll.
Grabs a hold of you tightly. 2-0 pitch. That's popped up foul.
Do you know that Christy has that entirely memorized, more than me? Entirely. Ice, ice, baby.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na. And it looked like Wander Guante was on ice the way he skidded right off the bag. Huzzah. 2-1. That's down low. Diaz popped up, ready to look at first, and it's 3-1. So instead of two up, two down quickly, it's one on, one out, and it's a favorable 3-1 count to Frank Rodriguez, who's 0-for-2 with a walk. Guante coaxes a double play. Get an out here. The pitch. That's down low, instead two on. And here we go. Dicey tying run coming into play. Remember, Lansing doesn't have a natural first baseman since Schofield Sam went up to Double A. They do have Darlene Montero, but he's not been playing every single day because they're trying to get Dickey into the lineup. So you don't have that natural everyday first baseman. And Dickey's not been bad over there, but he has had a couple of mistakes this week, and you can understand it. He's only played the position a handful of times this year. Dave Burba, the pitching coach, is out there to greet the entire infield. And it's the first time that Jared had played since, like, fall ball of his freshman year in college. So sometimes you have some little mistakes when you don't have a guy that has played consistently at first base or any position. So Lansing trying to work around that little mistake from Dickey. And then Guante kind of sliding around and not finding the pillow. And then walking Frank Rodriguez, and here comes Wilman Diaz. A double play gets you out of this inning. 6-3 nuts, bottom eight. First and second, one away. The pitch, that's up and in. Ball one. Five of the last six have missed the zone. So Guante got it locked back in here. The pitch, that's fouled back off of Diaz. Strike one. You know, there's a man that hit into a double play tonight. Jesse, any idea who that was?
Was that Wilman Diaz?
It was. You know, that was way back in the second inning, so kind of a full circle moment. If he did it late in the game, maybe his last AB.
Have you seen Caddyshack, by the way?
1-1. Launched out to left field, but hanging up, Nankiel to his left makes the catch on a screamer. That was sizzling, but thankfully it was basically an atta ball. 107 off the bat for a second out. I have not. What do you got for me?
I was wondering if I could make a reference, but since you haven't, I won't.
No, make the reference.
You know who that man was? Bob Hope.
Nice.
No, that man was my roommate.
I need to watch that.
You do. Anyway, wow. Right at Nate.
And now, top of the order, Kendall George. And the first pitch is in there for the strike. The ball popped out of the mitt of Diaz, but he chased it into fair territory quick enough to keep the runners at first and second. Gonna do some jumping jacks and wake up here. It's been a long one, you know what I'm saying? It's 10-15.
Yesterday we had a doubleheader, and today we've got one game making up for two.
A time called by Diaz. You ever do the quick feet drill?
Yes.
No?
Yes.
Nice feet?
Oh, yes. By the way, for Davis, so the roving catching coordinator for the A's organization is in town, Gabriel Ortiz Gatto. He has been drilling these three catchers. Plus, they brought the bullpen catcher, Colin Turner, along on this road trip.
Well, and Davis Diaz, brand new at this position, so learning a lot. First and second, two out, the pitch. Bouncing ball to the left of Guante. Can't get to it. Scooped up by JKG. Throws to first, just a little bit late. Great effort by Kuroda Grauer, but the fastest man in the building, Kendall George, beats it out, and the bases are loaded with two away.
Only Kendall George can make that a base hit.
It was extremely tight on a difficult play, but he beats it out. And now here comes Logan Wagner. The tying runs all aboard. 6-3 nuts here. Bottom eight, two outs. Guante got to wiggle out of this jam. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He changed that up on the outer edge. Strike one.
Logan Wagner was trying to give Great Lakes the lead.
Well, this is gone. Air, walk, line drive to left, and infield single. Guante set, kicks and throws. Swing and a miss. He got him again off speed. No balls, two strikes. You kind of feel like this is the ball game right here, even though we have a ninth inning, because this is the best chance for the Loons tonight, and they've had a few. No balls, two strikes. Floats it outside. 1-2.
same pitch, but he didn't get on top of it.
HBP, single, walk, and a strikeout for Wagner. One ball, two strike pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him again. The same thing, running it away. And Guante leaves him loaded. Lansing preserves the three-run lead. We are through eight. Nuts, three outs away from a win and tying up this series. To the ninth we go with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
My name is John David Carpton.
Dr. Kimberly Stegmeier.
Dr. Edith Perez.
I'm a medical oncologist.
And I focus on cancer prevention.
People are always asking me, why?
Why do I do this work?
Two words come to mind for me. One is responsibility. The other is purpose.
There was a child that, you know, I took care of and adored. And she said to me, Dr. Kim, you know, will you remember me forever? Sorry. It's been a hard year.
Every day I think of the faces of patients when I see their smiles, when I tell them that new treatments are helping their lives.
It's just so inspiring to do research that impacts human lives.
Stand Up to Cancer has been a critical partner in advancing research for cancer.
Cancer research saves lives.
So please help us fight in this battle against cancer.
Be a part of the team that ends cancer at standuptocancer.org.
Hey guys, this is Jared Dickey, outfielder with the Lugnuts, and Johnny Christensen's intern. Let's get back to the game.
Here to the ninth inning, Los Pepinillos Picantes back on the field. Great Lakes trails Lansing 6-3, and they just left the bases loaded. We begin here with Jared Dickey batting left. The right-hander Ronaldo Yeen deals, and that is a called strike at 100 miles an hour. Ronaldo Yeen is in his 27th appearance of the year. Wait for these stats. 0-1. Way outside at 101. Ronaldo Yeen has an ERA of 10.07 in 22 and one-third innings. But he's only allowed 14 hits. He fires the 1-1. Strike two called at the knees at 101. Three straight triple-digit fastballs. Dickey, Yamauchi, Nankill, 2-3-4. Yin has struck at 28 through 22 and a third. He has walked 29, and he has hit eight batters with that fastball. He fires up and away at 100. Four fastballs, two balls, two strikes. Jared Dickey is 1-for-2, two walks, a bunt single. He's also grounded into a double play and been picked off and caught stealing. The pitch on its way. Got it in. Yane replaces Jocelyn Gonzalez, who went two innings, allowing one hit batter, and two strikeouts. Yane is the fourth Loons pitcher. A payoff pitch to Jared Dickey. Swing and a miss. He got him at 100, down and away. That ball is in the middle of the catch, Rodriguez. Dickey was bringing the bat around. It is arriving in a hurry. There's Casey Yamauchi. One out, nobody on. 6-3, the Lansing lead. The deal, Casey takes a called strike. Casey Yamauchi is 1-for-4. The one hit was an RBI double in the three-run first inning. Yin deals. Strike called. Oh, he went slider on the outside corner. And it's 0-2. in the Lansing bullpen. There is action. It's the closer, Mark Adamiak.
No messing around.
No. Yane's 0-2. Fouled away. In the air, off the right side. And right near the rampway. The kids are scurrying. I would argue Casey Amauchi is one of the quickest bats on this team. Does Yim give him the triple-digit fastball? Righty rears back and deals. Swing and a miss. Gave him a slider instead at 90 off the outside corner. And Casey Amauchi, in a rarity for him, strikes out for a third time tonight. Now Ronaldo Yim can look to strike at the side. Nang kills 0 for 3 with a hit by pitch and a run scored. Takes ball one, low at 100.
That's the first time all year that Casey has struck out three times in a game.
I would wonder how many times that is in his career. Because my guess is, I don't know if that's ever happened to him.
Doesn't happen very much.
Why? Credit the Loons. Lugnuts are winning, though. The pitch to Nankill. Drilled right center field. That ball is down for a base hit. It's cut off by Decker on a hop. Right fielder gets it in, and he holds Nankill to the single. A 99-mile-an-hour fastball. And Nate inside out at it.
Guy's good.
Yeah, does he impress you yet?
He sure does, Shania.
What do you think? Try to steal a base against Ronaldo Yim?
Let's do it.
Ball's arriving in a hurry. Here's Johnny Butler, batting left, 6-3 nuts. Butler swings and pops the first pitch foul. Left side, the third baseman's Jake Geloff toward the stands. That ball's back and out of play.
Hey, Jesse, take a peek at what old Mr. Butler's doing tonight.
Well, it was a year ago today that he hit two homers and knocked in four in a win in Lake County. Today, no home runs. But a walk in the first, a walk in the third, and a run scored. A double in the fourth, a single in the seventh. Locked in. Johnny Barrels waits. Yim's 0-1, Nankill runs. Outside, throw down to second base. The tag, he's safe. Oh, Nate got under the tag of Thompson. Head first into second. He steals his way into scoring position. It was the perfect pitch for Frank Rodriguez to throw him out. Nate reached in with that left hand. Jordan Thompson dropped down that tag, and the bases umpire Trey Ward spread the arms wide. Like a condor.
I think he was safe. I think it's a good call. It's very close. A heck of an effort there on the tag.
Heck of an effort on the steal. One ball, one strike. Johnny Butler, don't have to do too much. Base hit should bring in Nate for insurance. Two outs. 1-1 pitch. Check swing. Down on appeal. He did not go. On the slider low, it's 2-1. We've got the alternating chance. The kid cheering for the strikeout of Johnny is getting answered by the Let's Go Johnny. And the 2-1 pitch off the outside corner. Three balls and a strike. Here is the Yim weakness rising up to show itself once again with two outs in the ninth. The lack of command.
Is that the, that's the Loon weakness.
Well, that too. Here's Yim's 3-1. Johnny Butler takes ball four, bouncing away from Rodriguez, and then killed the third on the walk. Wild pitch for Yim, his fifth of the year. First two batters struck out here in the ninth inning. But now there are runners at the corners for Ryan Lasko.
Johnny Butler, man. Johnny Butler. What a night, dude.
Well, this is a renaissance for the season. And this season had been nightmarish for Johnny. He couldn't hit to open it up. Then he was hurt. He's back, baby. Righty, righty. Two gone. Does Butler run? No. And Masco takes a called strike on a slider hitting the outside corner. Are you surprised by all of these sliders after he was nothing but fastball to strike at Dickey and then get out in front of Yamauchi?
I am, because that seems to be his biggest weapon, throwing it up to triple digits.
At 0-1, outside on the slider.
If Mason Miller comes out and is trying to close out a game, I want him to throw his heat the majority of the time. That's his best stuff.
There's a baseball cliche which goes, never get beaten by your second best pitch. That's a 1-1 pitch to Lasco. Swing and a miss. Well, right back to the fastball. Ryan Lasco in the 6th hole today. He has walked, he's been hit by a pitch, he has struck out and hit into a double play. 0 for 2 officially. First and third, 2 outs. Butler runs. Lasco swings and fouls it away. Over the right side.
It's good though, catch up to it. Feel what it's like to speed up your bat, get to 101 and get a piece.
I think he might need to speed up his bat a little more.
He might go back to the slider now to change it up.
Ronaldo Yin just took off the cap. Has a thick beard, has a mohawk. The flamethrower sets. Butler runs. Masco takes a ball outside, and Johnny Butler steals second. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, and 2 lug nuts in scoring position. Chance to get comfortable and take away that save chance from Mark Adamiak. 6-3 the lead. The break even. Masco grounds to shortstop. Thompson waits back, grabs. Here's the throw. Masco's out. Mets go to the bottom of the 9th inning. The single, the walk, the 2 runners left on by the Lugnuts. The lead stays 6-3, 3 outs away from the win.
Hey guys, 13-year NFL veteran and Super Bowl champion Jason McCourty here, and I'm an innovation ambassador at FAIR, Food Allergy and Research Education. I would say the most challenging thing as a parent of a kid who has a food allergy is probably the ignorance that I myself had in the beginning. I didn't know what anaphylactic shock was. I didn't know the dangers, let alone the things that she needed to be able to have a normal life. When you go to drop your kid off, and every single time in the beginning, we'd have to go through everything she was allergic to. Preparation is everything. And me, for playing football for 13 years, it was all throughout the course of the week. It's getting ready for game day. When you're on the field, you're playing for your fans. At home, you're playing for your family. My playbook, read labels, keep it allergy friendly, and have an epinephrine nasal spray as a backup plan. Because with my family safe from food allergens, that's the real victory. Visit foodallergy.org to learn more.
Hi, it's Corey Avin with the Lansing Lugnuts. Let's get back to the diamond.
Time for the bottom of the 9th. Lansing 6, Great Lakes 3. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler alongside Adam Jaxa. They have pumped it up here. The stadium rocking. Mark Adamiak is in. As Mark pointed out to me, Mark, first name ends on the arc for Arkansas. Adamiak
is what I heard over
there. Bill, Boomer's not perfect.
Hey, man.
We're not going to go in there and confront him, though.
No, we're not.
What broadcaster would do that? Cameron Decker, Joe Vetrano, Jake Gela. 3-4-5 for Great Lakes. Bottom of the 9th inning. Down 6-3. Righty, righty. First pitch. Up very high at 94. League leader in saves. And this is a save opportunity. It's 13-14 for the year. And Adamiak has a 2.43 ERA. The 1-0. Swing and a foul tip. Strike one. Cameron Decker drove in a run in the first inning with a ground out. Curt likes his first run. Struck out in the third, singled in the fifth, stole second, singled in the seventh. The pitch, strike two called. Fastball in the outer third at the belt. Pitcher's pitch here on 1-2. Popped up, but foul. Back and out of play. Fastball, cut fastball, slider, and a changeup. For the man drafted by the Athletics in the 15th round 3 years ago. He's 24, and he's having a breakout campaign. He lets it fly. Fouled back, caught a piece of the fastball at 96. Did you think coming into this year that Mark Adamiak would be the Lugnuts' most dominant relief pitcher?
Didn't know what to expect. Someone got to step up, and he's done it. It's been awesome.
Out of the stretch. Lifts the leg. Brings it. Swing and a miss. Slide piece. Decker can slide back to the dugout. One down. Joe Vetrano is 0 for 4. He struck out twice. He's grounded out and grounded into a fielder's choice. Batting left. 6-3 Lansing. First pitch. Inside. Back him away with the heater. That fastball's got some jump to it. Shortstop Joshua Carota-Grauer to his left up the middle. 1-0. Grabs the outside corner. Strike called.
There's nothing better than just hearing that high heat just come in and grip the leather of that mitt. It's good stuff.
Catcher Diaz puts down the signal, and then the pop. 6 runs, 6 hits, 1 error for Lansing. 3 runs, 9 hits, 1 error for Great Lakes. The 1-1 break even on its way. Missed inside. Cut fastball.
Wow, they started the It's Your Bedtime chant for that little boy that's going off down there.
You know what, though? I appreciate him.
He's going off, man.
He's locked in. He's cheering personally. 2-1. Fouled into, then out of the mitt of Davis Diaz. Look, if every fan in the ballpark brought that kind of energy, I think Joe Vetrano would be highly approving.
Let him cook.
Adamiak's pitch. Up high. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Vetrano. 1 out, nobody on in the bottom of the ninth. A night that started with Great Lakes honoring its 4 millionth fan. The payoff. Swing and a miss. The fastball blown right past Vetrano. 2 batters. 2 whiffs for Adamiak.
26 down. One more to go.
Mark Adamiak off the field. Totally unassuming guy. Quiet, thoughtful. Ran into him while each of us were eating crepes downtown. Blowing smoke right now. Brings it. Jagielov takes high. Ball one. Just one of those things where he's out there handling his business. The Let's Go Jake chant has started. 6-3 Lansing, last of the ninth. 1 out away. A pitch. Fouled back. Ooh! Oh, goodness. Good on the Great Lakes dugout steps. I think everybody's okay.
We good.
And the 1-1. Bouncing it. Down and away with a slider.
Be throwing foul balls at our gal Lauren down there, the Chippewa, shooting photos.
She's peering around that net to get the good shot. Here's the pitch. Strike two called. That's a fastball that is right there from Adamiak. Jake Gallup has struck out twice today. Lansing is one strike away. Two outs. Nobody on. Adamiak kicks and deals. Off the outside corner. Couldn't get him to chase the slider. And the count is full. 6-3 Lugnuts. Bottom of the ninth. Two outs. Nobody on. Three balls, two strikes. And here it comes. Off the outside corner. A slider for ball four.
Sometimes I just don't get it. You're up three runs. It's 3-2. Go get him. Just pump the fastball by him.
Tying run steps into the on-deck circle for Great Lakes because of that. Jordan Thompson steps into the right-hand batter's box. First pitch. Strike call. There's your fastball, Adam.
Yeah, just go right after Thompson. Doing what he's been doing. He gets a couple of strikeouts.
I mean, Jordan Thompson, what he's been doing all night has been grounding out to shortstop. Runner takes off. The pitch waved at him. Missed. Geloff takes second. Defensive indifference. Jordan Thompson is down nothing and two.
Back-to-back fastballs. You know what I'm throwing here?
I'm throwing a fastball.
Yeah. Go right at him.
Here it comes. Off the outside corner with the fastball. Ball one.
It's a good pitch, though. Keep throwing it.
One strike away once again. From a 6-3 win and to have the first four games of the series. Here it comes. Off the outside corner, the slider. And it's 2-2. I talked to Adamiak in Dayton, and I asked him what he wanted to improve on, and he said, I have to throw more fastballs.
Yeah. And hopefully that was to set up the fastball, but it shouldn't be anything else besides that now.
Jordan Thompson swings and lines to a short, taken in by Kuroda Grauer for a fourth time. Kuroda Grauer puts out Thompson, and this ends the ball game. The Lugnuts beat the Loons 6-3. This sets up the weekend. Each team has won two games. After the doubleheader split yesterday, Lansing comes right back, jumps on Great Lakes for three runs in the top of the first inning, and they win by three. Postgame show is on its way next from Dow Diamond.
I want you to imagine for a moment you're in a hospital. You are the patient connected to an IV bag. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, endless pokes, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine experiencing all of these things and you're only a child. This is why Starlight exists, to bring happiness to hospitalized children through programs that help kids cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Programs like gaming, virtual reality headsets, toy deliveries, radio flyer wagons, and cozy hospital gowns are just a few of the ways Starlight eases a child's hospital stay. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
Hi, it's Steven Echeverria with the Lansing Lugnuts. Let's get back to the diamond.
Welcome in, Lugnuts postgame. A Lugnuts victory over Great Lakes, over Los Pepinillos Picantes del Norte on their Copa night. But it was the Lugnuts coming away with the win. Ganado, Lansing 6, Great Lakes 3, Adam Jackson. We've got an interesting weekend in store now.
Yes, we do. This series up for grabs thanks to Lansing coming up and getting the job done. The early runs tonight, a lot of walks, a lot of pitches that were not finding the zone from Bruns, and the Nuts jumped all over them with three runs in that first inning and never looked back. And Great Lakes had their chances. They had runners on, and they just were not able to convert. Great job by the Nuts pitching to get out of those jams, and this feels good tonight. Get the W and give yourselves a shot to win this series tomorrow and Sunday.
Let me expand on that. Great Lakes went 2-for-14 with runners in scoring position and stranded 12. So we were talking about, the Lugnuts had all the base runners early because Maddox Bruns walked 8, hit 2 batters, committed a balk. It was just all a disaster. But they only got the 2 hits. They scored 5 runs off of him. And would that be enough? And the answer was yes, because Jack Mahoney stranded 2 runners in the 5th inning. And then in the 6th inning, Blaise Pontes stranded 2. In the 7th inning, Blaise Pontes stranded 1. In the 8th inning, Wander Guante stranded the bases loaded. And then even in the 9th inning, Mark Adamiak stranded a 2-out walk. The Lugnuts pitchers. And the defense in the end, albeit with an error on Jared Dickey, they made the plays.
They did. I mean, I think this one kind of makes up for Tuesday in the fact that Lansing left so many stranded. I know Lansing had the lead in Tuesday's game, but it's very similar to what Tuesday was, where the Nuts, they left so many stranded on Tuesday, and they had runners on, and they just could not add to that 2-0 lead. And Great Lakes eventually made them pay in that 7th inning, and then the Nuts lost 3-2. Tonight, same type of thing. Lansing gets the lead, but it was cut to 2, and Great Lakes had runners on every single half inning, and you go back the last time they had the bases loaded in that 8th inning, they just could not get runners in, and that's a credit to, again, the pitching staff tonight. It started with Mahoney and the way that he was able to work around his couple of runners that were on base, gets a couple of strikeouts. Pontes works through some stuff. Guande works through the bases loaded. And Adamiak works around the walk. I mean, just excellent job by this pitching staff that has been up and down this year. But when they've been on, they have been a delight to watch. And this is a nice win tonight for the Nuts.
Yes, sir. The win goes to Jack Mahoney. It's his second. Mark Adamiak gets his league-leading 14th save. Maddox Brun suffers the loss in 3 hours and 2 minutes. And, boy, it just flew by, didn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, didn't fly like a swift, though. Flew like a different kind of bird.
Maybe
a
bird
vulture.
That, like, flutters and doesn't take the most, like, direct route. It kind of, like, pitter-patters.
I think a vulture.
Maybe a bird that got hit by a car but still trying to, like, you know, fly away.
This is going the wrong direction, that bird. So, over 3 hours plus a 30-minute delay in front of a great crowd of 5,219, especially one, and you know the one. The Lugnuts pick up the win.
Strikeout, Casey!
Well, he did. He did. 6 runs on 6 hits, 1 error, and 9 runners left on for the Nuts in the win, improving to 9-10, 45-40 overall for the year. 3 runs, 9 hits, and 1 error for the Great Lakes Loons. You heard me, 12 runners left on. They fall to 10-9, 44-40 for the season. Tomorrow into the penultimate game of the 6-game series, and Lansing will have Grant Judkins getting the ball against Brooks Auger, 7:05 p.m. What are your thoughts about that matchup?
Well, the biggest thing with Grant is always the home runs. So that makes you a little nerve-wracking here with the Loons, who are a home run hitting team. However, this is more of a pitcher-friendly park. So Grant's going to have to, as we always say, do his best to keep those fastballs from getting launched out, because it seems like it's happened once per game the last 6 or 7 outings. If it does happen, you hope that he can limit the base runners. I think that's important. A game like this, I don't think plays into Grant Judkins' favor tomorrow, Jesse. He needs to keep the bases clear because, again, he has been susceptible. So if he gives up a home run or two, you want that to be a solo shot, and you want your offense to be able to, you know, keep you in the game. But if he goes out there and does what he does and he gets outs, he usually does a nice job and can work late into the game. I think you like their chances. It's just eliminating that big half inning. And what was the story tonight? The Loons, they scored 3 runs, but it took them 3 innings to do it. They got 1 run innings all the way. When they won on Tuesday, they had a 3-run 7th inning. They won yesterday, they had a 3-run 5th inning that broke it open, and they won 4-1. So you limit those big half innings. If Grant can do that tomorrow, I like their chances.
All right, I like that. And with that, we're going to call it a night. For Adam Jackson, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Final score once more. Lugnuts 6, Pepinillos Picantes del Norte 3 Good Night Go Nuts from Midland, Michigan, and Dow Diamond. Have a lovely rest of your Friday evening.